You're listening to The Hole on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
What's up, guys? I don't usually do intros for these podcasts, but this one is an exception. Riotcast night, we set up at Riotcast night. It was an incredible night. Both shows were fucking sold out. First was Robert Kelly's YKWD Live, which was absolutely hysterical. Probably the best YKWD ever. Crazy fucking shit happened. It was Bobby, Jim Norton, Bailey J, Soder, Louis J. Gomez, Kelly Festuca, Chris Scopo, Rich Voss stopped by. I mean, an absolute fucking crushing of a podcast. So funny. And then there was the Riotcast stand-up live with all of the people from Riotcast, all the comedians. Colin Quinn headline. It was fucking awesome. So we set up right outside, you know, by the lobby area where everybody was coming through, and we taped the show. And we were able to get on this episode you're about to listen to, which is about 2 hours, we got on one show Colin Quinn, Bailey J, and Matt Terhune, Bobby Kelly, Jim Florentine, Rich Voss, Eastside Dave with Roy and Sean O from Davey Mac Sports Program, Louis J. Gomez, Dan Soder, Kelly Festuca, Chris Scopo, Mandy Statmiller. I'm probably forgetting somebody, but they're all on this episode, and they all mix and match at different points. It was so cool and so much fun. And really a special thanks to Chris Fortney, who Fortney Love stepped up and helped me out, and he was my wingman for the whole show. He took some photos and video, too, so we'll put that up. But, you know, he was treating me like an old Alzheimer's grandfather because I had so much on my mind I wasn't eating. He was feeding me McNuggets. That's the kind of guy Fortney Love is. So thank you, Chris. Anyway, check out the fucking phenomenal YKWD podcast as well as this one. I hope you enjoy it. It was a great night for us. Thank you so much for supporting the network and supporting the show.
Fucking cocksucker runs it. You understand me?
Welcome to
the show is the Bailey J Show.
Welcome to the hole, bitches. I am Rob Spratt.
I am Chris Fortney.
And we are here live, I guess you can call it live.
Live.
At Riotcast Night at the Village Woo! Underground in New York City. And what better first guest to have is Bailey J and Matt Terhune from the Bailey J Show.
Hi.
What's up, guys?
Welcome. Hello.
Now, I have been wanting to have you guys on forever.
Yeah.
This is the first time. I mean, you've been on the network for over a year.
Your show
is killing. I absolutely love it. But the funny part is the first time I've actually met you in person.
Yeah. I know. It's crazy.
Yeah. And Bailey's, I've only spoken to you once, I think, in like an initial.
Like on the phone.
Group conference call. Yeah. That's it. Because Matt and I, we take the reins and we roll with it.
Yeah, it's so funny because I feel like I know you because I follow you on Twitter and everything. I get an interface with you, but we just email very randomly.
I know, and I have to say, I'm smitten.
You're smitten?
Yes, I am, with both of you.
That's the word Matt used earlier. People say smitten a lot.
Yeah.
Was that the new thing now?
Yeah, Matt was saying smitten earlier. I don't remember in reference to what, but he was smitten about something.
It wasn't us?
No.
Nah, I'm upset, man. How could you do that to me?
I thought you were my boy.
So you guys are going to be sitting in on Robert Kelly's You Know What Dude podcast. It's going to get crazy, I'm sure. The fans are pretty nuts, and it's going to be a good time. Whenever you're on, it's awesome.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Yeah, and Jim Norton's going to be on it
probably excited. I'm here.
And you go on Jim Norton's show all the time,
too,
right?
Yeah, I did as a Vice show on the ONA XM station and all that stuff.
Very cool. And, you know, one thing that I found out through Bobby is, you know, all of Bailey's videos, like you have... You know, huge adult film star, and you have your own site, and you have everything. And Bobby was telling me that every video you're in, Matt is the man in the video.
He's the POV guy. Yeah, yeah.
So
well, his penis awesome, is in the video. Dude. That
yeah,
is great.
I mean,
his
it's
penis
a,
is there.
So that's a, fantastic. You got the best gig because you're never on camera. Yeah.
That's fucking fantastic.
Right, yeah. He just basically just uses his dick. He's like a stunt cop.
It's great. It's all in the line. It's all in the line of duty.
Though wait, I was on camera yesterday because we, for the first time ever, went on like a chat, what do you call it, a cam site?
Yeah, we went on Chatterbait, cool. One of those chat cam sites.
We're on there for like 30
Chatterbait?
Minutes.
Chatterbait? That just sounds like something
wrong.
There was 6,000 people in the room.
Like wow. The hottest girl has like 200, and then she was number
those
one, and I was like, oh, was it 2,000?
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, I hope we can get past her, and then like 5 minutes later, we had 6,000 people in the room, and they knew who I was, and I was like, I didn't realize anybody knows
oh
who
God,
I am ever.
That?
That's crazy.
Are you kidding
crazy.
Me? Let me tell you something. Here's a little tidbit about Riotcast stats. I can check websites and like, you know, you have like these analytics where you can see who hits what pages
right,
the most.
Like Alexa and stuff? Or?
Yeah. Like your page gets more hits than the homepage sometimes. Like there's sometimes like Bailey J, then homepage.
It's people accidentally, when they're looking for porn, they're like, that's his Bailey J.
I think if you Google her name, probably that her page comes up
it
on.
It probably does.
Know?
Yeah.
So they skip the homepage.
And it's funny, there's this term, it's called Japanese gloss men. I don't know what,
that sounds disgusting.
It does, right?
I don't want to know what it means.
Okay, no, I don't know what it is either, but somebody brought it up during one of our shows.
Okay.
And it was like a fan sent it in. So we looked it up. It was some kind of like Japanese porn with like twinks that are all shaved
and
clean.
Oh, right, okay.
Nothing crazy.
I like that stuff.
However, you know, I titled the episode Japanese Gloss Men, and that episode went through the roof.
Of course.
And I bet you everybody listens to like the first 3 minutes because they see glory holes, Japanese Gloss Men, and they all start.
Of course. That's so funny.
You should put Japanese Gloss Men in like the meta keywords for all of our episodes. That's what always
we
comes
should just
up.
Call ourselves the Japanese Gloss Men.
We are the Japanese Gloss Men.
Actually, I'm going to call our show the Bailey J Show and just get all the hits.
You'll just get nothing but, you know, almost all of my fans are from Saudi Arabia or Kuwait.
Really?
Yeah, like almost all of them are from Kuwait.
Yeah.
That there's got to be cultural implications
I
there.
Know. Oh, yeah. Well, like I even told them, I was like, hey, you're like my 9 millionth fan whose name's Abdullah. Like, congratulations.
Well, it's because it's illegal to like see her in Kuwait.
Right.
They'll kill you if they catch you looking
at her. Is it really?
Yeah.
So those are the
so
people
there,
that want me to like
they're
come
crazy
up their nose
about it because it's
yeah,
such a
weird.
Fetish.
No shit.
Yeah, they'll kill you.
Yeah,
that's awesome. Like they'd kill her.
Yeah,
in a minute.
But me, you know, and the people who do that are the same people who probably go home and sneak look
yeah.
at it.
Well,
anyway.
That's the thing. I think if someone doesn't want to bang me, they just won't say anything. But if someone's like really like fucking like if I am realizing I'm sparking insanity out of them, I'm just like okay, like you're never gonna suck my dick. Calm down. I'll never let that happen.
What is the? Somebody said something to you the other day when you posted it. I love when you post like the creepiest ones you get.
Right.
What did he say? Like.
I'm cum.
Yes.
It was this guy. I forget what he said, but he was just yelling. He was like, you take my pole. Yes, I'm cum. And then like 87 question marks and commas. And I'm like, what? So then, yeah. And then I responded, you don't say.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, so, yeah. So like you must get offers like to fly everywhere.
I get offers to like go to islands with other girls and like be paid to be in a harem for
no
a few
shit.
Days. Like I've been off a lot of Saudi Arabian guys. Mm-hmm. Want to like give me gems to suck their dick.
Plus there was always that famous guy who wanted to pay you 10 grand.
Who I won't say who.
Robert Kelly?
No.
Jim Norton.
No. Famous guy.
Like,
famous.
Extremely famous.
Extremely famous. And I was like, no.
Really?
And then he counter offered. And I'm like,
wow.
No, I have dishes to do. I can't fly out and have sex with you for money.
Wow.
Like,
Barack Obama.
It was not Barack Obama. A couple steps lower. I'll tell you after the show. It's pretty funny.
Joe Biden.
I wish. I would have said yes.
Oh my God.
I'd have bust great. On those teeth. Yeah, that would have been amazing.
So here's another thing that I had this question. I was actually going to ask Matt on the phone one day. I was like, I got to wait till you guys are on. And I've showed your photos to people on the show all the time, and they get all, you know, excited.
Of course.
Like, oh, yeah, damn it. But there's a couple of photos on the site that there are no balls in the photo.
Nope. Oh, okay.
And that completely intrigues me. Like, why were there no balls in certain... it's not like looks like they're blocked out. Like, there's just a dick and no ball.
Me specifically?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, so I feel like anybody, if they're cold, your balls kind of go up.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
But I don't have particularly large testicles. I mean, hence this.
Right.
So when they go up, sometimes they just kind of... go away.
Like kind of like a plane's landing gear. Like
right, right, exactly. Okay, like nice. Once I'm hard, they just kind of go away, which I like because it's really not the dick that bothers me. It's my balls. I'm just like, that's not cute. So I'm glad that they're small and away. Like otherwise, I feel like guys, no matter how hot a chick is, they're just kind of like, oh man, look at these balls.
Yeah, but that's part of your allure, though, no?
I guess, for some people, I don't know. I like balls on guys, but not on myself.
I mean, you wouldn't get I'm cum if you didn't.
right. Yeah, some guys are into it.
If you didn't have the full package.
Do you notice other situations where your balls go away, where they just, like...
I don't know, because I don't really pay attention to them. I usually just try to get everything out of the way when I'm doing things.
I have a very close friend who said that when he ejaculates, sometimes his balls go up into his body.
Ooh, like, see, that's Matt's biggest fear.
We're posing for photos at the same time. So what do you say now?
When he comes, his balls leave his nutsack and go up into his body.
Like, are you serious?
Travel up like his, and then his sack is just kind of blowing in the wind because his ball. And then
his sack stays down here and the balls
right, and
go
like
north?
And his balls go
okay,
up.
Okay, that makes no sense.
They rise,
to me.
They go up, and they're like in his body. He said like I can feel them sometimes
in his body.
That they go up.
That's Matt's biggest fear because I learned how girls tuck. I don't do it just because it's stupid and I just never. It sounds horrifying.
It just sounds like a lot of work.
But what they do is they pop them up in the cabin here and then,
inside
and then they pull the empty scrotum.
It just feels so painful.
I would just be afraid that I couldn't get them back.
Yes,
but you can. They pop back out, but I can't do it just because it's like, I don't know, I just, the idea of tucking makes me feel like a serial killer. I'm just like, I'd rather just have someone think I have a huge pussy.
How do you get them back out though? Is it like taking a dump? You just push?
You just pop them out. They've never gone up in you. Well, Matt, so Matt is huge balls.
Imagine you take a dump and they just come out like in the bowl. That would be the worst part. Yeah, like I'm always fascinated with that part, and I was like, there's no balls. I don't see any balls.
They just go up. They go up when I'm naked sometimes, and I don't. I mean, I think it's just because they're not large.
Was she hard in the picture? Because I think it happens more when she's hard.
That happens when I'm hard.
Hold on, let me just close my eyes and remember it. yes, I believe you are. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, when I'm hard, I think everyone's balls kind of tense up sometimes, but mine are just small, so they go away.
Well, also right before guys come, their balls tend to go up more.
They tend to
go
a little bit. Right, they travel.
Yeah, mine go from my knees to about mid-thigh. They start to pull out. When these photo shoots you do, I know Matt does all the photography.
Yeah, Matt's the photographer.
Excellent job that you do.
Photographer / stunt cock.
Right. So you guys are married, so how many photo shoots turn into just sex? I mean,
Not the photo shoots, because we usually shoot a video whenever we do
anytime we have a photo shoot, we have a video, so it turns into work sex.
It does,
so,
yeah. Okay.
I'd say 50% of
it. Now, do you feel like, is it differently? Like, do you get more turned on knowing that everybody's going to see it?
I
have a problem now.
Matt gets more turned on
now.
By
I like
that.
Get off on it.
You
that's
do.
Why
so
we
now
pull
I almost
it on
it.
A webcam.
Like, it was my idea
what
to go.
What a problem you have, Matt. Oh,
yeah,
oh God.
But I get off on being present. Like, I'm very present with sex. And I actually, that's the one thing a lot of people say, the biggest difference between me and a girl, other than the obvious, is just that I'm very present because I feel like I screw more like a gay guy. But because I'm just really into it. And then I'm not like waiting for this to lead to a relationship. But yeah, so I get more turned on when the cameras aren't around because I'm able to not worry like, oh, does my face look weird or
that's true. Like, and you look at the angle and you know what angles you like.
So sometimes it's just like if the cameras aren't on, I'm able to like get ugly with it.
Yeah,
like have someone like jizz on top of my head.
Yeah, I only have like one angle that I like, and that's like from across the room.
I only like this angle. Yeah.
I complain about every other angle, but that's cool. Like I always, you know. For so long I've heard other shows on our network have made pleas to you. Like, they don't seem to understand that you're married.
Oh, okay.
You know, like, so I think it was Why You Suck in Bed. We're like, you know, we want to go on a date with Bailey J. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, they're married. Like, you know, one of the guys was like, you know, I would love to take Bailey on a date. And I said, well, Bailey's married.
Yeah, ask my husband.
Yes, yeah, exactly. It's a package deal, you know.
Now, literally.
Do you at any point now, is it just you and Matt? Like, do you film with anybody else?
I actually don't film with anybody else. I only work with Matt as stunt penis. Mm. And then the rest is all masturbation. And, of course, I sit on Bobby's face every 3 weeks. Hi, Bobby.
Actually, Bobby, sit down for one sec. Chris, you mind just for one
sec? Yeah, man.
Come have a seat.
I'm okay if she wants to do scenes with other people.
But I know I'd get too turned on. And
all right, Bobby. Thank you for
coming. Hi, Bobby.
Bobby's with us.
I'm going to head up to fucking Schenectady where they live. Yeah. And let Matt and Bailey blow me.
Okay. Yeah, well, he's going to let us.
Well, I blow Matt. Yeah. So you would and Bailey.
So you'd blow Matt and Bailey.
See, now I've asked him this before. Right. Is it funny? Can it be comedy? If I blew you for comedy, and you said that's the crossing the line.
Well, if
I think
I was in a rabbit costume, yeah.
But if you saw me blowing him, wouldn't you die hysterically laughing?
No.
No, you. Would you laugh if I was blowing him?
Right now?
Yeah, if I started blowing him,
I was done jerking off, I'd absolutely start. I would love it.
I think it'd be hilarious.
Blowing is two dudes blowing each other is never funny.
But me and you even is not funny.
No, because you've already blown.
Yeah.
I've blown once
true.
For a steak.
Right.
I've have to eat. You're so far ahead of me in blowing. You know what I mean? It's comical to you.
Oh, okay.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's like a blowing Jedi. Like he's got it down.
Yeah.
All right, I gotta go start the show.
All right.
Bye, Bobby.
We're doing this is a big night for us.
Yeah, man, I'm psyched. It
Riot
looks
Cast show.
YKWD.
Glory Hole.
Yeah.
All fucking live. This is awesome, right?
Yep, I'm loving it.
And we
it.
Got the Bailey J show. Mm-hmm. She's coming on this is going to be fucking great.
I just want Bailey to stay here so I can look at her. I don't want you to take her away from me.
Why don't you fuck Bailey? I fuck Matt.
And then we switch.
And then we switch and I fuck you.
Yeah, this one's going to wind up happening. All right,
buddy. I'll see you guys later.
See you
Bye,
later, Bobby.
Bobby.
Love you. All right, sorry. No one's fucking me.
So you and Chris.
No. Wait a minute. Everyone's fucking Rob.
First of all,
Bobby.
I'll
everyone's
fuck
fucking
you.
Bailey yeah. and Matt.
I'll
no
fuck you.
Like, Matt, thanks, you would totally. Like, you would fuck Chris, right? Like,
yeah,
he's a good looking
dude. He's a
good
looking dude. You look kind of like
I'd let that happen.
John Stamos a little bit.
That's not the first time I've gotten
that. Oh, fuck
that.
You. I hate you.
You see the Stamos?
I have mercy.
Yeah, and I get Bob Saget, so go fuck yourself. That's the difference between the two of us. But yeah, like Chris is definitely like, and I have another guy on the show who's not here. It's Franco. He's also a very good looking guy.
He's all right looking.
I, for some reason, made a decision to surround myself with a bunch of good looking 20 something year olds. They call me dad on my show. So that's kind of what I'm cursed.
That's just a weird thing with you and Franco. I have nothing to do with that, man.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it is a little weird. I don't know. I don't even know what to say. So I
have a question. Sure. I want to broach the subject.
Okay.
So I was thinking about you and being on our podcast.
Well, how intense were you thinking?
And then it was kind of intense. All right. And then I kind of reversed it in my head and I realized hot chicks with dicks is a thing, right? That's a fetish. That's
well, people, chicks
right?
with dicks typically, but right. some of them
what
are
what about guys with pussies?
Is there is one.
Thing? Buck Angel.
Buck Angel.
Yes. Right.
Who's a very good friend of mine who we want to do a porno together, but I don't think it would really sell. I think it would just be a novelty, but yeah, Buck
is
Angel.
You don't think it would sell? I think
He's the dude.
I know other guys with pussies, but they tend to look more twinky. They tend to look more like, what was it, lip gloss?
Right.
Japanese lip gloss men.
Yeah.
He's a beast of a
he's
dude.
He's a beast. Like, he's yeah. handsome. Like, when I talk to him, it's, like, very male energy. And, like, yeah, he's like, a I don't know. And I met
yeah,
his wife.
He's got, like, a goatee, right? And he's ripped.
Yeah, yeah. He's, like, so I always say he's Stone Cold Steve Austin, but with a pussy. That's how I explain him
is
to
he,
people.
Is he post-op, or he was yeah, a, no. a woman who...
He lived his life as a woman in the beginning, and a cute chick at that, which is really something to wrap your head around. He was, like, a model. And then now
yeah,
he's
true,
like
right.
a dude, big hairy.
But he still has a little pussy. A lot
he's
of females.
Nice
how do you know it's little, man?
I've seen it.
It's a nice
You've
pussy.
Seen it like in person?
No, not in person, but on pictures. But a lot of female to male, they actually end up being like pretty boys with huge clits.
Their clits get
it's weird.
So big. Well,
but his is real.
It's kind of hot. Like,
yeah, it's
a weird
just
way.
Real. He didn't do anything to it.
Female vagina, not.
Right, but testosterone will just
on.
Make yeah. the vagina get very penis looking.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah, typically.
Yeah,
ever
right,
see
like China's
sex tape? Yeah, China Doll the Wrestler.
Yeah, right,
she
right.
She had the baby dick.
That's from all the
I never saw
her
yeah. sex tape, but
don't
that.
See it. It's terrible.
All right, well, good.
It's like a little carrot, and it's
is
not
it really?
Great. Yeah, it's mm-hmm. not great.
She needs a stunt cock. That's what she needs.
It was yeah, right.
She needs Matt.
It was pretty rough. Baby dick is what comes to mind.
So. All right, so being married, are there times where, I mean, I would think not, but are there times where you got to shoot and, like, you know, Matt's maybe he can't get it going, or is that never a problem?
No, I don't think that's ever happened.
No, I don't think that's ever happened.
He's always up for the challenge.
Yeah, I was going to say.
And
I'm usually good for once a day, so, you know, I just yeah. won't jerk
right.
off that day if we're going to shoot. So
and, like, I rub his nipples. He has sensitive nipples.
Man, I'm like really? Jim Norton, too. How's that?
Do you rub them together with Jim?
Not yet.
Well, wow, the scream is going on here. Anyway, so we're starting to get crowded over here. Anyway, so I want to thank you guys so much for joining us.
Thank you.
I'm glad. Bailey, thanks for having us on.
Check out the Bailey J Show on riotcast.com.
Yes.
Definitely one of my favorite shows on the network. Shut up, Bobby. Shut up. I'm going to heckle your show. Oh, now that's a problem?
Can you turn the music down?
I got to mix this shit, not you. All right. Well, Bailey, Matt, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And, thanks, Chris.
I'm sure we'll see you guys after
you.
The show.
Thank you.
And that's it. Check out Bailey J Show, riotcast.com, baileyj.com, at Bailey J. Oh, it was... Thank you.
leave the sweat on next time.
I know, right?
Show.
You can sell that on
I
eBay.
Know. I can bring it home with me later. And at Dude Matt.
Yeah, Dude Matt.
Dude is in reference to
like
dude.
Indians, like dude.
Yeah, Matt really loves Indian
yeah,
people.
Yeah, I love Indians.
I don't know why. I thought it was like a reference to poop, to duty.
That could be
I
that
don't know
for
why.
Sure. Well, yeah. New York Matt used to be me on Twitter, and then I deleted it, and someone stole it or something. Right. So
and you're an awesome photographer, and at some point... Matt's going to do a photo shoot. He was going to do the Beatles
yeah,
shot.
Yeah, I'm ready
of ours,
wherever you are.
But nice. I can't even get these fucking
assholes
to show up.
Do we have to be naked for that? Or
you would have to be naked.
You might
want to
wait
it,
till
yeah.
the spring.
No, I want. No, Matt has to be naked to take the picture. Thank you so much, guys.
Thank you.
Have fun at the show. See you right. later.
Bye, guys.
That was cool, man.
That was very cool.
Yeah. That's a, you know, I
great
got,
to meet Bailey.
I have to and say, Matt. I have to say, she's quite beautiful.
Absolutely.
You know, absolutely, and charming absolutely. And funny and great.
Completely forget there's a penis there. 100%.
I don't know if you forget when it's out.
Well, yeah. I will never get to that point, so
yeah,
it doesn't matter.
I don't think so. You know, it's. I'm looking forward to certain people being on this, and Bailey was one of them, and Jim Norton, because Jim Norton's absolutely in love with her.
Yeah.
You know, and Jim Norton has said over and over again, you would do anything to have sex with.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so...
I think a lot of people would. Apparently, a lot of people in the Middle East also.
All right, so okay, let me phrase this for you now.
Sure.
Now that you've met her in person.
Uh-huh.
Do you do it?
Yeah.
I do, right?
Yeah.
It completely changes your perspective. Look it, right?
Exactly.
I could not agree with you more. I completely agree with you. Like, she's very charming.
Yeah.
Very, very charming.
Yeah, I got to tell you, the more I'm sitting in these chairs, the more I like them. I feel very, like, regal. I don't know.
You want to put, like, a gothic setup here?
We should get thrones for the studio.
Yeah, because you know what? Then it'll just be Bobby going, I want a throne now.
Forget the couch and the little wooden piece of shit chairs. Let's get thrones.
I think we don't have enough room. That's the problem.
Oh, my God. I got a throne.
We should get Bobby a Game of Thrones throne. Like, the actual fucking Game of Thrones throne.
What's it going to be made out of, though? Like, what... What's going to be the...
Dicks.
You know, the, there you go.
It's a bunch of fucking dick, a big dick throne.
Dick throne.
I think that would be awesome.
Put his face on the end of every penis, on the head.
I think that'd be fucking great. I don't know if you saw him, but there's a guy here that looks like...
Bailey J.
Last episode, Heisenberg.
No.
Yeah,
no,
yeah,
I didn't see him.
He does. He walked. That's what... Remember when Bobby was yelling, I can't handle noise? That's what threw me off, because I looked out. He's wearing the army jacket with the gritty. I don't want to give anything away, but he looked like season finale.
I have to
season finale Heisenberg.
I'll keep my eyes peeled to see if I catch
yeah,
him walking
I,
by.
I just saw him again. So there's posters being sold. YKWD.
Are they signing stuff? I saw there were
afterwards.
Like
yeah, after the show, they're gonna go over here and sign. Like that's really when we're gonna really.
Oh, sweet, gotcha. So we'll be here and they'll be there. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing too: is everybody? I like him. All the people listening to us, like, what the fuck is going on? Everybody's gonna be filing out through here. They're actually going to all funnel out through this area. So,
gotcha. So, guests yeah. and comedians, everyone.
I would
everyone
think, yeah,
downstairs
the green room's right
coming
there
upstairs.
Too. So I would
very
think,
cool.
I would think pretty much everybody. You know, and there's a little club music going. So if you and I want to dance a little, we can definitely do that too.
Hello. I got something to tell you.
Go ahead.
I ran into Mr. Pee-Pee today. We met up for a brief minute and. Someone that we both know ended up being there also, and so we got to chatting for a few minutes. And
male or female?
Female.
Okay.
She asked us about the... You know, she just brought up the podcast and wanted to know how it was going. And I didn't say anything at the time because I didn't want to blow a spot, but I'm pretty sure as he was talking about it, Mr. Pee-Pee said, so, when was the last time you listened to our podcast?
Oh, really?
And, yeah, but I was so proud and happy that he said that.
That he
that,
owned it.
Right,
yeah,
right.
Yeah,
that he... kind of acknowledged himself as being, yeah, you know, a
except
full-time...
Except for anybody that knows him. That's the only catch. Those are the only people that definitely would have a problem with, I guess.
Yeah, I was going to call him out and be like, whoa, did you just say our podcast? You know, but I wanted him to feel accepted.
It
I wanted him to feel
podcast.
Part of the team.
It's
and,
not
you know.
Like mine or yours or anybody's. It's that he, dude, if you think about it, like, he was on once in a while in the beginning. Like, he has owned it, you know?
See, I feel like then, at that point in time, he would have said, oh, Chris's podcast or The Glory. You know, he wouldn't have said our or mine, you know, but now... He's in on it.
You can partially argue that if it's not for Mr. Peepy, we might not be here right now.
It's true. That is very true.
It's a good possibility.
He's a big deal.
Yeah.
He's a big fucking deal.
He's a pretty big deal. And somebody bought his mask, by the way.
Oh, yeah, yes, yeah.
I don't remember his name.
Someone in the UK, right?
I think it's Jamie in the UK.
Was it really?
The one who I went to see
Leah. The same guy, yeah.
Yes. We're going to mention him again. So when we do a regular show, I'll have it ready.
That's awesome.
But it was cool. Like, it's a signed mask by Mr. Peepy. Everybody's going to sign it. We'll have to do it on Thursday. Everybody's going to sign the mask.
That's sweet.
So it's going to be fucking cool.
Oh, thanks, Jamie. And well, thanks for supporting Lexi.
Yeah,
and,
we get some good fans. Yeah, Lexi was all psyched about it. So it's cool, man. The fans are...
So that means you're going to have to meet up with Lexi to give her the mask?
I would think so. Oh. Unless she comes back on the show.
Oh.
You know, that's another part. What does that owe me?
Well,
I'm a married man.
I was thinking,
you're
just going to have a private rendezvous with an adult film producer.
Well, it's not a private ride. It's like, okay. I didn't say meet me behind a dumpster. Like, we're gonna find a place.
Why would you automatically assume you're gonna meet her behind a dumpster?
Because I won't get in trouble if I do that.
Of all the grimy places. Meet me behind
a
dumpster.
What's grimier than a dumpster?
I don't know. I just think maybe you want it to be someplace classy, or at least like a Starbucks or something.
It could be like a full, like a waste management
Starbucks cart. Dumpster.
Yeah, nice, like one outside Le Cirque.
Meet me behind the Starbucks.
All right, so Luis J. Gomez is getting yelled at.
He's about to get his asshole eaten alive.
Because he's late.
Whoa, he's dressed fancy.
I like how...
You are dressed like a white dude.
I'm doing a podcast.
Yeah, come sit down, Luis. Listen,
you got to be downstairs at 7 o'clock.
Come here, Luis.
7 o'clock, be downstairs.
What the fuck is going on with the VIP?
Listen to your Uncle Rob Sprantz.
Hey.
Are we on right now?
We are now.
Oh, shit.
What's up, Luis J. Gomez?
What's going on?
Showing up late. You got in trouble for showing up late.
I didn't show up. I showed up actually 15 minutes early. I was told as I was leaving, because I called Kelly Fasuka to find out what time I had to be here. She was like, 6:45, mate. And I was like, well, I'm leaving now. And I showed up at 6:45 exactly.
I like your strategy. Blame it on Kelly.
Yeah. Exactly, bro.
Anything
pretty much
goes
been your strategy since day one.
Blame it on Kelly.
I like this portable podcast setup.
You like this, dude?
What is this?
This is like some kind of Zoom H6. It's like a 4-track. You can make it 6 tracks.
What?
And you can plug it in so you don't have to do like you with the fucking batteries.
So this is the upgrade Zoom from the H4. This is the better one.
This is the new one, yeah.
What? How much is that?
$400.
$400.
$400.
Guess what? You guys are going to buy my kid a fucking Zoom H6
really?
For Christmas.
Really? I don't recall that happening.
My son is going to be a podcast.
You made like $400 doing a hammer fisting, right? You could like...
Collectively over the years, have I?
Well, there are times... I don't know. There are times where the stamp costs more than the check.
I don't know if we've made $400 for the
quarry
ball.
No, we have. I think we have. Yeah, we've...
Rob Sprantz is fucking killing it because he gets like 20% of everybody's.
Yeah, well, Rob Sprantz is killing it.
Well, me and Bobby get 20% of everybody. And you know what that is? All of that money goes back into the studio that you fucking use for free. So.
You know what, dude? I'm getting sick of you motherfuckers throwing it in my face that I use the Riotcast studio. I think everyone should be encouraged to use the Riotcast studio.
When do I throw
studio?
It in your face?
Just
besides
now.
Just now.
You just did it just now. Robert Kelly throws it in my fucking face all the time.
Well, maybe you deserve it. I've never seen you dress nice like this.
Really?
You're like in a blazer?
Yeah, dude. I'll dress up a little bit every once in a while. For a big night, like the New York Comedy Festival, it only comes once a year. You know what, Robert Kelly? Why don't you get your dick over here and talk some shit on the microphone? We're on the Glory Hole podcast right now, motherfucker.
He's got a point, bro.
See, you know what, dude?
He's working Bailey. He's working Bailey right now. He dressed up for this. Yeah, right? I was just saying that. He dressed nice.
Skim Milk over there. The Skim Milk podcast. God damn it, Bailey J is hot.
Right? Dude, we just had her on and we were just like right afterwards we said, okay, now that you've met her, would you? And it's like, yeah.
Yeah, dude, I would definitely suck Bailey J's cock.
Yeah.
Would you let her blow in your mouth?
I wouldn't let her blow in my mouth. I'm not a fag.
That would be good.
On your face.
I'd let her shoot it on my tits.
You probably got as big tits as she does.
I'd let her shoot it on the small of my back. I wouldn't let her fuck me, but I would let her just lay a load right on.
Do you have a tramp stamp?
My tramp stamp tattoo. It's Robert Kelly's YKWD logo. Is my tramp stamp.
Have you made up with Kelly Festuca?
Oh, I wasn't in a real fight with her.
Well, you get very angry last time you were on a show. You were really fucking pissed off.
No, I'm fine, dude. She's just a fucking idiot, and she has to get back in my good graces. Uh-huh. She so fucked
what
up.
She what does she have to do? Yeah,
she told my girl that, you know, she told my girl that I jerked off in the hospital bathroom. And then she's done a couple other little cunty things.
I'm trying to get her on here to answer to it, but
Kelly, why don't you get on? Kelly!
Kelly!
Kelly, you fat bitch, get over here!
Hey!
What?
Don't fucking call her a fat bitch.
Sorry.
Oh, Bobby just fucking beat the dog with a newspaper.
Kelly, you fat Australian bitch, get your tits over here.
Bobby, you gotta hit him with a rolled up newspaper.
Fat kangaroo. Come on, man. Make it cultural.
You fucking
Kelly!
Seriously, dude.
Kelly!
What's up?
We're trying to find out if you have a baby kangaroo in your lower stomach, or is that just your stomach?
It's my stomach. It's my ovary.
Come over here. Sit down for 5 minutes. We're talking about us.
We're trying to mend your relationship with Lewis.
Yes.
It's mended.
Grab the headphones and the mic. And I apologize for the listeners.
Hey, babies. How you going?
Whoa, she is way loud.
Kelly Festuca from YKWD is here now.
And what's up?
Listen, you guys have been fighting for way too long, and I want you to patch it up.
And
Lewis said that you have to do right by him, so I want to know what.
Kiss me on the mouth right now, Kelly. Kelly, make out with me. Make out with me. My goal tonight is to make out with Kelly Festuca, whether it's on the Riotcast show, YKWD Live.
You stink like coffee. I don't want to touch you.
But would you
I can't kiss him because he's always got someone else's cock in his mouth. There's no room for me.
Kelly, kiss me on the mouth right now. No. Really quick. Oh, okay. Come on.
What'd you do? Wait.
No photographic evidence of me trying to fuck Kelly.
Gross. Stinks like shit.
Dan Soder.
Come on up,
Bella. Hey,
look who else decided to show
Another
up.
Another person that I'd rather fuck than Kelly. Come on, Dan. Get over here.
It's Danny.
What's up, Dan? All right.
From the front, so that my wiener could rub against your belly.
I already said that I would let Bailey J blow a load on the small
but
of my
Dan
back.
But Dan always likes being a power bottom.
Yeah, I have to wiggle my butt.
Like a dog.
Yeah, just wiggle it.
How you doing, brother? You're only coming through one side of the headphone.
Hello. Oh, there it is.
You're there, buddy.
I was in traffic. This is how dumb Kelly.
In post, it'll sound like we're all the same.
This is how dumb Kelly is. I'm in traffic.
Yeah.
I'm stuck in traffic. I'm getting a ride into the city. I'm like, Kelly, I'm stuck in traffic. I think I'm going to jump out at 2nd Avenue to get on the train.
Oh, that's what you said.
And she goes, why don't you take a cab? Well, I'm in fucking a free ride right now, and I'm freaking out because it's gridlock. And she's like, yeah, just take a cab.
Oh, my God, it's King Kong Bundy.
I'm late.
I'm not late.
You're late.
Bobby, I was in traffic.
You're supposed to be here at 6:30.
No one told me that. That's the truth. Bobby, would I lie to you?
No. Nobody ever said 6:30, Bobby. But I called at 6:15, and Kelly said, "Hey, Mike, get here at 6:45."
I said before 6:45.
By that, he means go back in time and find two different people to mate and make you.
Why did you say that?
Because dead parents rule.
All right, I gotta go.
I was hoping Scopo was gonna be wearing jean shorts,
dude.
With
how
the
hot,
pockets in the front,
dude? How hot is Scopo's mom? We're gonna have to talk about. Dude, have you seen Scopo's mom yet?
No. We're
Chris,
not talking
Chris
about
Scopo.
What do you mean? Hold on, Scopo. Why would you bring your fucking mother if we can't talk about how hot she is?
Because my mom is proud of me, I guess, and I really don't want to talk about
is
that.
Is your mom really hot? Like, is she?
No, she's
old. Hot.
She's genuinely an attractive female. She's 60 years old, Lewis.
Is she 60?
She's 60 years old.
She can be beautiful for
she's
60.
So much hotter now that I realize she's 60.
I could do 60.
I thought she was an okay 45.
No,
she's smoking right, 60.
So describe what she looks like.
She's like, I would say she's like 5'6". She's blonde. She's got a little petite waist. Very pretty smile. Very inviting. Seems like she's very easy.
This is what I don't need in my life, honestly.
Do you have a dad?
Yeah, I have a dad, yeah. Unlike you, I have parents who love me. So.
That's it. I'm going to save this all for YKWD Live. I'm going to actually...
Yeah, you don't have to blow it now.
I'm going to try to fuck Scopa's mom on the show today.
I don't...
She doesn't go after Puerto Rican, so we're good.
No, she's not going to have to go after anything.
Lewis really did a nice Puerto Rican court date dress-up.
Oh, yeah. He looks good, and then the hat is
Your
the
Honor,
best part.
Your Honor, in like the length of your jurisdiction...
Just saying dumb shit to an educated man. Scope, I got your back.
Thanks, Dan.
And I've got your mom's backside.
At least I have a mom.
That was just sad. Not even mean.
Yeah, I know. Sorry about that.
It kind of was. So, all right. So, Dan.
I thought Lisa Ann was here. I got excited.
No, are you still getting...
I told you Lisa Ann's Dan's fucking fantasy.
And let me tell you,
I was on the glory
hole. He was on the show.
Ron. I met her. Am I the reason that he was on?
Yeah.
I'm the reason you were on, Dan. You, okay? Yeah, Scopo's back. Who's back you got now, motherfucker?
Real ass dude.
First things real
first.
Ass dude.
I'm the reason Dan was on.
Yeah.
You mentioned it. And you
listen,
put the seed in my head.
Listen, so Booker man. Don't you try to come at me.
Oh, nice old W. Oh.
That's Vic.
Have you played
it's all Vic.
I know. Have you played WWE 2K14?
We're having a podcast right now.
Were you playing fucking video games?
Oh, my God. WWE 2K14.
It's awesome, right? Like WrestleMania mode?
It's the greatest video wrestling video game I've ever played in my life.
The greatest.
So, Lisa Ann, I thank you for meeting.
So we had Lexi Love on the show also.
Oh.
And I was going to invite you too, but I didn't know if I wanted to overporn you.
No, if it's Alexis Texas.
Okay. Oof. Give me the list.
I love Alexis Texas. She's smoking.
Or Lisa Ann.
Those are the only two.
You like old bitches though.
No, I don't.
Like Christy Alexis Cash.
How old are they? Alexis Texas
is in her 30s now. She's not like a MILF or anything. She's going into MILF territory soon though.
Oh God, I fucking love Alexis.
I like the
Texas.
Younger looking broads.
Is she flashy on the show? That'd have been nice.
Carmella Bing?
No, but let me tell you something.
If I can get Carmella Bing's one of my favorite.
Carmella Bing's another one?
Yeah. Michaels?
Scobo, let me tell you something right now. And I am not exaggerating this at all. Soder and Franco from my show, those two, Lisa Ann would have fucked either one of them.
I don't think she would have fucked me.
I completely disagree
with you. You think she would have?
She walked in.
Well, I'd fuck Franco.
This is what happened.
Yeah,
I know you're gorgeous. But this is exactly what she did. She walked in and she goes, "Oh, I follow you on Twitter and I saw your special." She says to Dan.
So it's you?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a definitely want to fuck kind
of
move.
The whole time, like, before we started, like, you know, they're going back and forth to banter. I'm trying to get sound checks. He's like,
ironically, it was the least special there ever was.
Right.
It was. It's true. But I just wanted to touch a titty.
Yes. Can I have my fucking crew? Yeah, take your crew.
Okay.
All right. YKWD Live's going now.
You know what?
Dan Soda, Chris Scopo, Luce Gomez. Thanks so much, guys. I'll be down in a little bit to see you. Jim Norton's here. I see Jim Norton hanging out in the corner over there.
This is good. We're like the warm-up.
We kind of are like the warm-up. We get them a little
getting everyone
up
in the groove.
Fired up to go. I like
the comedic juices flowing.
Yeah. I like
since they were all running late.
This is kind of cool. I did like... I like how Lewis is aggro and type A, but even that did not stop him fucking shutting down Lewis when Bobby yelled at him. He fucking shut right the fuck up.
Well, he knows his place.
He does know his place. But anyway, okay, so we'll be back in a little bit. What time is it?
It's almost 7 o'clock now.
All right, so we're going to go down and check out the YKWD show, and then we'll come back up afterwards, and we'll continue. We're going to have a lot more guests, a lot more people. Stay tuned for Riotcast Live.
Right now, baby.
Tell me, when is it real? Oh.
All right, guys, we are back. We just went to Robert Kelly's You Know What Dude podcast.
Fucking hilarious.
We're back.
Hysterical.
Absolutely hilarious.
Luis J. Gomez just blew Robert Kelly with a dildo hanging out of his pants. This is what you missed.
He blew it like he's been blowing dick his whole life. Like he worked that cock.
Oh, that's that's what I had scheduled for my fucking stand-up routine.
You were going to blow Robert Kelly's dildo.
I was going to blow my own dick.
Well, this is Davey Mack from Davey Mack Sports Program. Yeah, Roy. Sean O. Sean O.
Sean O.
What's up, guys?
Sean O and I are a little bit drunk.
That's good. When are you
very
not?
Professional. And the problem is that I'm supposed to be on the stage. There's Rich Voss looking great.
Hey, Dylan Rich.
Rich
Voss is here.
He's wearing a nice sweatshirt.
How you doing, Rich?
Who's who of nobodies?
That's exactly what
this is.
This
isn't my show. I was called in.
I agree.
This is ridiculous. The fact that a guy like Rob Sprantz, who's semi
retarded,
almost famous, would put this together, sit in this depressing room. It's good to see you guys. How you been?
It's like an interview with the vampire situation that we got. They're sitting on wooden thrones.
No, they're awesome, right?
There's I know. Really, well, Rich, the other show's about to let out, so we wanted to start beforehand. So there will actually be people
here.
There's
another
show? Yeah, there was another show.
It makes
show.
No sense.
Bobby did a live podcast before this. Rich calls me this morning at, was it like 9:05 a.m.? He's like,
you call this guy?
Yeah, he does. He calls me up. He's like, what? what's going on tonight? What's the deal? I'm like, you don't know there's been commercials in front of your show for like 3 weeks.
Is Bobby doing the show now?
He just finished. Yeah, he's wrapping it up now.
I'm glad that he asked me to do it. Yeah, let me go yell at him. I'll be back.
All right, Rich. Yeah, I'd like to have you back with Bonnie.
Rich Voss, everyone. Big round of applause. I'm sorry. I like to take over your show. I like to take over everyone's shows.
Good. Why don't you interview me, Dave?
Rob, it's been so long since I saw you all coked up at my movie.
I don't do coke. I'm a weed guy. Everybody knows that.
At my film festival was the last time I saw you.
Yeah, by the way, I heard you refer to me as a Cokie McSprance at whatever. One of your other shows.
There is no way. It's just alcohol that was going on in the Rob Sprance body.
With a nose like that, how do you not do coke?
I can't, dude. I wouldn't be able to do coke.
What
I'd go
this
broke.
Bottle of piss this that is, you just pulled out of your pocket?
Drinking,
I brought out kombucha. Dave and Sean O's homemade tequila. Right. We're kind of like, we've basically bootlegged fucking Sammy Hagar's tequila.
Let me tell you something. Dude.
We're selling it on the black market for $2.
Let me tell you, of all of you.
That was a big, I did that. I need this to get through my set.
Wow.
Of all, why? So, the worst comedian in the world is back again tonight.
Why is the question?
Because the first time was fantastic.
But that's why it was fantastic. It was a one and done.
It was a one time thing.
I don't believe that.
Bob Kelly, I said to him, Listen, I'll do whatever you ask, because he called me up. I said, I'll do it. But people there's only so many times you can call women whores, and guess what? I've got lots of women are whores jokes.
You have a whole different audience now. It's a whole different room. People who haven't seen
now
you.
Now I'm nervous. Now I need some of my own tequila.
Right, let me tell you, of all of you guys, I'm going to tell you who the best drunk is, and that's Sean O. I'll tell you why, because Sean O, he goes from just being like this quiet guy to like this, I'm going to take you in the back and rape you, like face that he has
no
on him.
No shit, I do a fucking show with him every week.
He would come over to me
and that actually happens before we start on the air most of the time.
Show prep. The rape.
Yeah. The rape, the drinking.
Yeah, when I went to his
Roy, too. He's very clean and sober. Did you know that?
Are you clean and sober?
7 years now, baby.
I'm sorry to hear that, man. Condolences to you, bro.
Sorry, I'm just going to keep by hitting him in the head with the microphone.
Yeah, it was great though. Like Shona would be like in the beginning, he's like, "Hey, how you doing, Rob? How's everything?" And then as the night went on at your film festival, Dave, he would come up to me, fucking completely polluted, and he would just and I know the people listening can't see this, but he would just come up behind me, be like, "How you doing?" With this smile on his face, like just
very
like,
squinty.
Yeah, it gets squinty, friendly. And it made my ass pucker up. What are you doing? What do you have out here?
I'm gonna test it, and if none of these jokes fly,
I don't want to hear them. I want to enjoy.
This
it.
Is my actual.
All right, just do one. I just want to hear
my actual
one
material.
Right, but don't ruin the set for me. I want to just
give
it away. Just give me one. Just
set. It's Chris. Will you explain? No. There's no set.
There is a set.
It's not. It's a man who just typed
this
15 minutes ago.
Just do one.
If you do the Emperor joke again, I will be a happy man.
No, I had a Star Wars routine.
Last time he told me, fuck you. I think I cut it out.
Yeah,
you got that coming again.
That was the best part.
No, the Star Wars routine is just way too long.
All right, give me one joke. Let me hear the voice.
I'll give you the first joke. If it doesn't go over,
okay,
I'm not even joking. Me and Sean are going back to Skinny Man and drinking and smoking.
Deliver it how you would normally deliver it, though.
How about that Miley Cyrus, huh? What a fucking whore! The only thing that would make Miley Cyrus hotter is if she had a big dick I could suck. All right,
that's gold.
Yeah, that's gold.
Comedy gold. Yeah. People listening to Glory Hole and they'd be like, what the fuck? That's literally the joke.
That's fine.
There's nothing else. But I don't know what. Why the hell did Bob Kelly ask me back to this?
Because it was great. The first time was great. And, you know, the first time he didn't even know that you were doing it. And it was fucking hysterical.
I need Rob Sprance and Chris to be laughing like fucking maniacs, because at least I'll have you two.
Do you remember what happened last time?
Roy doesn't laugh at anything.
Do you remember what happened last time? I came up to you and I said, no matter what happens, I will be there fake laughing if necessary. And
you have to fake laugh.
And I didn't have to. The whole fucking room was laughing. Bullshit, the whole room was laughing.
Tonight, you're going to have to fake laugh. Because the surprise is over, right? It's like in Scream. Okay, Scream, we see it. The guy's coming out with the mask, blah, 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 this and that. Scream 2, you're like,
I get it.
Yeah. Seen it.
Right.
I am shitting all over my own act, by the way, which I enjoy.
It's a different room. It's a different room. You'll be fine.
Yeah, these people are. Whatever.
World's worst comic.
Who are these people anyway? I want this.
The Riotcast fans are a bunch of idiots anyway. They'll probably have forgotten everything.
Whoa. What are you doing?
We're all morons.
What are you sitting on our fans for, dude? Morons.
Where's the other guy? Where's Bruno or whatever the
Bruno? What show do you listen to?
That guy never shows up for anything.
Franco. Oh, Franco. The guy who never shows up.
Has he been fired yet?
Rob would never fire him because Rob has a little bit of like a man boy crush.
Yeah, a little bit.
Like a father son.
I can sense that.
Pedophile.
Yeah.
Pedophilia.
I'm actually asking
like
Jim
Herman
Florentine. No, don't give me that Dave Herman. Fuck you.
I have a Dave Herman joke in there, by the way.
Yeah, he's not even kidding.
Oh, good. I want to hear the Dave Herman joke. Not now.
I
want to hear it live.
That's the whole joke. That's it.
Dude, so
I'm like, "Hey, how about that Dave Herman? He's a pedophile."
So Chris, let me tell you the story, right? So I have, and I called Dave specifically to tell him this. So I have my iPad and my iPhone, and I have these Bluetooth headphones, right? And my commute, I go iPad first, and then I switch over to the phone when I'm walking to listen. So I'm leaving work and I'm listening to Davey Mac Sports Program, as I do when the new ones are out.
You're the one.
Right, I'm the one guy. I'm the guy that listens to it.
Nice to meet you.
So I wind up. So I'm listening to it, and I'm on, and I get on the train, and the signal cuts out, so it stops. So I think, okay, I'll listen to it later.
Right.
I switch over to my iPad, and on the train ride, I guess the show resumed in my pocket. So my leg is vibrating, and people are looking at me, and I swear to God, he's singing a song called Who Loves Child Porn? Who
loves porn?
Who loves little dicks? I do. Who loves to suck little...
By the way, very Nostradamus, because it was before. It was like literally like 16 hours before the Dave Herman story broke, and we're talking about child porn. I mean, we would not be doing that song right now. Roy Schaefer, though, creates all the music, and Sean O. for the Davey Mac Sports Program.
Yeah, that's right.
I watched your guys' Pearl Jam medley before the Barclays concert a
couple
weeks ago.
Better than Pearl Jam, right, Chris?
That was awesome. That was fucking gold.
Did you see Pearl Jam?
No, I saw your medley.
Yeah, no, I went to see him at that Barclays show.
It was great. How was the show?
It was fantastic, but Eddie got like really mad a bunch of times.
For what? Because he's too much money?
I've seen it.
It's Brooklyn.
I've seen him like 10 times, and he was like,
I don't know what the fuck is going on here today, but... our sound is shit. And so and he goes, Mike is going to play a guitar solo, and I'm going to talk to our goddamn sound man.
And you literally see him push Mike McReady, the guitarist, out, who has to fucking do a Spinal Tap guitar solo while he yells at the guy, at the goddamn thing. Like, it wasn't even behind the stage. It was, like, next to the drummer.
See, but that's an awesome show to me.
It was. Right? It was actually a great show.
How was the guitar solo?
I mean, it was like, you know, it was the same thing as like fucking Nigel Tufnel. He had like a sandblaster. He's playing it with his like foot at one point. I'm like, what the hell is going on here?
Better man.
So, I love this, what is this called?
Podcast?
Coffee table.
No, I mean, when you have the equipment, and it's on location.
Yeah, it's just remotes.
Remotes.
That's
you think I worked in radio,
right.
By the way, and I haven't worked in that Sirius XM since 2005.
That's not true. Your show's
2005.
Your show's on every week.
No, but I worked at, I got hired at XM in 2005.
Right. And you've been there until the whole time. You're still
there.
The
whole fucking time.
I like
Daddy.
The way Rob has to keep lowering your mic level.
I know.
Don't touch my mic level.
Here's the best part, Sean.
I did the same thing. I gotta
write. Is that when he started walking over? As soon as he grabbed that mic, he turned his down like 5 notches.
What's the new tattoo? It. What's the new ink?
I got. I made an appearance. It hasn't aired yet, but we're on the world's worst. I'm on the America's Worst Tattoos on TLC. the new season starts in January.
What was the other show you were just on? Like a true TV show or something?
True TV,
like that?
World's Dumbest. Yeah, I do a lot of like, hey, this guy's a stupid asshole type of shit. So I had a Sopranos tattoo, and the guy covered it up. And I go, I'm a big fan of like 2001 Space Odyssey, and he goes, how about a Celtic lion eating its own tail? So literally, that's what's on my back.
That's covering the Sopranos piece?
That's over the Sopranos. You're it's on right now. I'll show it to you, but no goddamn picture.
I'm so glad I took a picture of the Sopranos tattoo before it was gone. I still have that photo.
What the fucking internet doesn't have it.
And here's a funny thing, too. You know, when you look at like a bunch of thumbnails or photos, like I'm going through them to see what to delete and what to keep. And sometimes I look and I'm like, wait a minute, what the fuck is this skin? And I zoom in and it's your horrible Sopranos tattoo.
No,
looked like it was drawn by like a 4-year-old lefty kid. Oh, like
his fucking tattoo artist
with Down syndrome.
Yeah, right. It was
this piece
old.
Of shit. So, no, every like 3 to 5 days, I would get someone else. They would email me something.
Oh, there's the famous dildo.
Like, yeah. Dildo. Oh, God. That's take the dildo. This for my set?
Someone had it in their
you
mouth.
Can take it.
Keep that in mind.
Well, actually, you know what? That is Bobby, so just make sure you
yeah,
return
that's,
it.
No, that's Bobby's dildo. That's not the one Lewis. I think Lewis blew the little
I'll
brown one.
It.
That
okay.
was Lewis's.
All right. All right.
That one's Bobby's.
We're just saying
right. seven
it's
inch
it's a
average.
Sentimental dildo. Yeah.
More, more show prep.
It's going to pop out somewhere. So I said to this guy, no. So every 3 to 5 days, someone would be like, hey, you're on a new website, and it would be like shitty tattoos, and it would be not, but it wasn't like, they didn't even know like it was like me or from the radio or this or that. I would just be in there with like other like inbred. Like,
that's your claim to fame,
yeah,
man.
Southern people with you're like fucking in, Yoda with three eyes.
You're an inbred average piece of shit, but you're on the radio.
I'm inbred. This is no, you guys got photographers
this is
and
no
shit.
Surprise. Would you think you'd join a bullshit network, bro?
I don't know what's
this
going on.
This is the real fucking deal.
I doubt if Riotcast is even real.
This is going to be the fucking future
that's
right
fucking
now.
There awesome. He is. There's Bob Kelly.
Yeah, Bob Kelly. Get everybody up. Yeah. Dude,
get
that was fucking
up.
His.
Bobby.
Oh, nothing.
Bobby.
Jesus Christ.
What's up, you son of a bitch?
Bob.
What's up, buddy?
I'm having some serious doubts. Hi, about this whole, about my stand-up performance tonight.
You should. That's the best part.
I wrote all new material.
Oh, Jesus.
But it's just going to be just as bad. I
doesn't
call,
matter.
I call women
that's
whores
what I keep trying
lie.
To tell
good.
Them.
I hope that joke doesn't get old.
That's going to be fucking great. You're going
to
be fine.
I told Kelly I need to go up early because I plan to drink very heavily. I'm actually kind of drunk now.
You're going to go up second.
But after Kelly?
Yes.
Who's first? Kelly?
Yes.
Actually, yeah, that would make sense, wouldn't it?
I think right? it's just you. I think it's Lewis then you.
Lewis, I have to follow him. He's good, man.
He's good, but you're better.
Oh, like high praise.
I like that.
High praise.
So everybody's lining up now. Soda's out. Everybody's
Chris,
getting ready to sign.
That's typical comedian lying bullshit.
You got this.
There's
you
Luis Gomez here.
Yeah, Luis J. Gomez
like
just blew a dildo.
Bob's all excited, man. He must have had a nice, good show. You could see it. You could see it in his eyes.
Yeah,
oh, yeah, they were great. It was
I know.
Hilarious.
It was once at every... 84 shows, I have the same look in my eyes on the Davey Mac Sports program. I'm like, you know, every like 4 or 5 months, I'm like, hey, we really did a good one that time. And then the rest of the time, it's like, all right, we just sung about child porn again.
Bullshit. The child porn song was beautiful, Dave. And I think you should release it on
what
iTunes.
What did we have today, Roy? We sang a song today, right? About Lou Reed or something?
Yeah, we did a Lou Reed tribute.
A little
tribute. Special. Yeah, but then Reed. I went into Pepper and how much like I would want to suck
yeah,
him
where
off.
The fuck is that fucking drug addict?
Oh, he's just, he's
is he here?
Coke and Hunts Point.
Was he here?
Getting a $15 hand
you
job.
Know what? I'm starting to get, you tell Pepper I'm starting to get a personal, I think it's personal because every time you're
I've
on.
Known him for 7 years. I'm starting to get it too, dude. He doesn't come to anything. I have like birthday party events. I have Davey Mac Sports Program events. Nothing. He doesn't show up to anything.
Yeah, I'm not pleased
he's
with
Pepper.
He's
cultivating this like fat, cocaine addicted J.D. Salinger type of thing.
I think on the version of the podcast that from now on, the one that goes on Riotcast, I'm editing out just Pepper. Like it's, I want it to be everybody else.
I love that.
But just fucking Pepper needs to be edited out. And you know what? We'll have like a mute read Pepper's lines over again.
I love this.
That's what we need to do.
So are you doing this show, the whole, look at it. You even have glory hole things on your
yeah, dude.
On your microphone.
Around. You're not the only one
it's
with a
real deal,
fancy studio. Right. I don't have the studio that fucking Roy has, but.
You still haven't been
too,
up.
You're not too far off. That's
what
for
the
sure.
hell? You still haven't been? No, Roy. I've been to Rob Sprance's glory hole studio.
Yeah.
Not the new one. You it's were like, at the fucking office. We have a studio now.
Oh, you do have a studio?
It's still nowhere near what yours is, though.
The old one was like the part in Goodfellas where Joe Pesci gets shot. I was like,
yeah, just
ready to walk in. I'm like, oh, fuck.
Yeah, where's Dave? There's nothing we could do. He's gone.
He's gone.
There's
he's
nothing
gone.
We could do.
Nice
nothing we can do about it.
Now, what's the story? So you guys are going to be broadcasting all night? Or?
No, just in between. We did
it
before.
For about another hour.
We
so
had Bailey
think, right?
J on. The beautiful Bailey J was on with
or
Matt. Jim Florentine will be on in a few
still
minutes.
Here? Is Bailey J going to be doing stand-up?
No, Bailey J was on Bobby's show.
How about those like Nutty Professors show? With the guys who are dressed up like doctors on the Riotcast page.
Oh,
oh,
the Mad Scientist. No, the Mad Scientist Party Hour.
Oh, yeah, Mad
Scientist.
Are
they going to be here?
They're all in California.
I love their graphic.
Great. That's a great show, dude.
Kevin I never
Kraft,
heard it.
Jeff
I
well, you
said
should
I like
listen.
The graphic.
You should chime in once in a while. You should. You should maybe be part of this family.
This guy, by the way, sitting at 12 o'clock from
me. He looks like a sniper, right?
No, yeah. He has a Guns N' Roses Use Your Illusion 1 shirt. This guy is my favorite person.
Do you think he didn't like the sequel?
Who I will be playing to the entire night.
He does have crazy eyes, though, dude.
He does.
He's giving you the creeper stare right
now. I still love you, yeah, baby.
There's a good possibility that he'll shoot you. He does have a
He's going to shoot all of us, but
that's
okay.
Because he's kind of, you know, if you notice, like, he's just looking and just staring, like, right at Dave.
He's staring.
He actually looks like Sean O when he has a buzz on.
I have a feeling there's going to be a very few Dave fans here. It's going to be a big Bob Kelly,
Tom Quinn
crowd, which is why I think that it's going to go over really, really poorly.
I completely disagree with you, dude.
Score!
So, Dave, let me ask you something.
Shoot.
Davey Mac Sports Program, why are you not taking the place of fucking Mike Francesa, who falls asleep on the air? Why are you
probably
not?
Probably because I write a lot of threatening things to WFAN and Mike Francesa himself. And
do you really send like a threatening email to him?
New York. Yeah, I mean, I constantly with the Twitter and making fun and this and that.
Yeah, he does.
Really? Well, you know what? He deserves it, though. He's a fucking
Mike
boar.
Francesa's lost it. He's lost his edge. So many people in radio, you know, once they turn, you know, a certain age, they just kind of lose all the passion. Not Roy fucking Schaefer, though, baby.
No way. Not me.
No, not Roy, but Pepper has no
See
passion.
See that? Those type of hugely comedic responses are the things that slay the fucking audience.
I don't have an organ in front of me. I don't know what to do.
No, not me. Not me.
You know what?
I feel naked.
I tell you what.
Keyboard.
How about this? How about you lip sync the organ? You just hum the organ the whole time.
All right. Roy is the best at giving stingers, though. You know? What's always funny to me is when Roy... sometimes very rarely, he's a pro, but sometimes he's a little bit tired, and I have to do this to Roy. Hey, play the fucking stinger. And it comes like 9 seconds after my punchline. I'm like, we should just give up right now.
It's a good
Let's just resign from Riotcast. I'm going to resign from SiriusXM.
Let you, dude. That's what that contract is for. Dude, doesn't this guy look like Bob Kelly with a goatee?
I thought it was Bob, actually.
I thought that was either Bob Kelly or Taz from the WWE.
Look at that guy.
He does.
Here comes Taz.
He's got the same pack of Franks in the back of his neck.
Those guys hate me, too, by the way. I just saw the one guy Taz and the other guy's like staring around.
Bobby
the fuck
has.
Is calling me Taz?
Here's Bailey J right now.
Here comes Bailey J.
Bailey was fantastic on the show.
She was
wonderful. Excellent, Bailey.
Whoa, Daddy.
Bailey, you were fantastic.
Thank you very much.
You're a fantastic specimen.
I love you, Bailey.
We love you.
Thank you very much.
We're also on Riotcast somehow.
I don't think so.
This is Davey Mac from the Davey Mac Sports.
Oh, I do know Davey Mac. Well, not know
Anytime
you, but I know
you want to do our show, just call Roy and you and him can...
Okay.
You can't shout the details.
We don't want to do it because he's a little psychotic. He's a little loud.
Oh, okay. I mean, I'm used to you people by now.
Oh.
Crazy white people.
How about that Mandy Stadmiller, too? I mean,
yeah,
she'll
be here, too.
Bailey J.
No, but she's fucking hot.
She is.
I hit it.
You hit it?
So you
maybe,
would.
Maybe we can make that happen.
Yeah.
Now, can you have...
Wow,
you have
awesome.
Even though you're married with Matt, like, do you have sex with other women?
I've had sex with women, but you don't just fuck women. They're, like, fucking nuts, so...
Fucking
yeah, I'd agree with that.
You're goddamn right there.
So wait, so Matt
I have
can
eight
Matt
jokes about that?
Can Matt have
they're
sex?
They're all bad.
They all end with whore.
Can Matt have sex with someone else?
No, we're actually monogamous. We don't sleep with other people. But I mean, I guess if I like bought him a like Russian prostitute or something.
Would you really do that, though?
I would rather do that than have some bitch trying to move her shit in my house.
Yes,
that's
sir.
A good point. Matt, she's taking claim on you, Matt.
That's Matt right there. That's your husband.
I told him about the Russian prostitute plan.
Hi, Matt. How are you? And you're married to Bailey J?
You were fantastic, Bailey.
Wow.
All right.
Bye.
So long. All
right. It's nice to see you.
That's Bailey J. Now, Dave.
Let's wait till she gets out of walking vicinity because I have a lot of questions.
You would absolutely have sex with her, right?
Well, she has a dick?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
impossible.
No.
And it's real.
It's a magnificent dick as well.
100%. Man yeah. cock.
No, you're kidding me.
Nope.
Yep.
Yeah, dude. She has it, Roy. Roy, welcome to fucking Riotcast.
My God, Roy, I'm about to blow your mind right now.
That's
oh,
the
yeah.
whole
Chris
thing.
Is going to pull up a photo. Yeah, but dude, I mean, would you, Dave?
I think I would. I just say, listen, I got to take it from behind. I got to take that ace. Right, Sean?
Yeah, but the question is, will you play with the dick, though?
Fuck yeah. I'll suck it. I'll let the jizz shoot in my face.
You wouldn't even hesitate, huh?
I'll fuck Roy too while we're at it.
I'm still mad at Pepper, dude.
I'll fuck Chris. I'll fuck.
I am
France.
Still mad. All right. Whoa, you'll fuck me?
Yeah, why not?
Well, you'd fuck Chris first, all right? He's prettier.
I just have to get up to Long Island and get all coked out with you. You know,
do coke.
Oh yeah, right. In your fucking basement,
dude.
I know
it's weed.
What goes on.
It's weed. Yeah, I would right. tell you if I did coke. I can't with this
What's
nose.
Bob Kelly
I go
doing
broke.
Over there? He's signing shit.
He's signing shit. He just starts
what,
screaming.
What is he signing? Posters
start,
and shit.
Start heckling him. Start screaming at him.
What are you signing?
Oh, that, you can't handle noise, Bobby.
Did that guy, Bob? Did that? Was it Bill? Was that Barnell L. Bill? Who did that? Seriously, who did? Who designed the poster? Who designed the poster?
I'd like to apologize to everybody listening. Right. It is chaos. All right, so there's a photo of Billy.
Wait a minute. Holy
right.
Billy J.
Does that have the penis in it?
Yes, it does.
Slide up.
Is it Billy J. or Billy Ray?
Wait, come on. Billy J., not Billy Ray.
This is fake.
That no. is real.
This is a well, Roy. This is a fucking. This is a well-known
I
thing.
I guarantee you that is 100% real.
Yes.
Slide through all the photos. Scroll through more photos. There's more. Go. Scroll through them. That's her Twitter right there. That's Bailey J Show. I think at Twitter right there.
Come on.
At Bailey J Show.
Yeah,
oh,
dude.
Yeah.
This
I
chick
guess.
Has got an unbelievable body. I can't believe it.
And an unbelievable cock.
I know, really. It's way more impressive than mine.
Believe it, baby.
That's like the frustrating.
See, that's
thing.
The most intimidating
I know.
Part.
I know, that's the worst
it's
part
like,
about
your
it.
Your dick is so much better than mine. What the fuck is this?
That's definitely the most intimidating
you have, like,
part.
Hot tits.
She's a
face.
Better man and a better woman than I would.
Yeah, right.
She's got you beat on
wait,
both
so does
fronts.
It, does it actually? Sucks. Does it actually work? Or
oh yeah,
it, yeah. No, it works.
Work.
You want to see?
She, no, wait. Now I think
as if like she's like a robot, Rob.
No,
and
I
she
don't,
hasn't been oiled. Does it work?
You don't let him out much.
No,
dude.
Her batteries haven't been charged today.
If I'm mistaken, I don't know if she can bust nuts anymore.
Right.
I think
no,
she,
that's not true.
That true.
No, I think she used to like. Blow on her own face, or she used to swallow her own load. That was her thing.
So sexy.
But
left.
Now she—I don't know if she can do that anymore because of like the hormone treatments or whatever.
I
or,
know. But is that true?
I
you
don't,
know way more than I do.
No, I don't know. I'm hearing
hey,
that
Rich.
Secondhand.
Come around for a second,
Rich Voss. Back in.
Come
town.
Around. Come around.
Good right here.
If you want to borrow this,
sit on the couch. He doesn't want to sit on the couch.
Why? What's wrong? Oh,
have a seat. All right, Rich Voss is going
to
join
now
us.
Now he's got to get on the couch. He didn't want to.
I got it. I got to have one. Thank you, guys. Come on in, Rich.
I'll get out of here, too.
No, you stay. You stay, because Rich...
You've been commanded to stay.
Are you kidding me? Rich is not going to let you leave that easy.
I have to
yeah.
prepare all my material.
I can wear these. I can hear you.
You don't have to wear them necessarily, but you can hear us better.
I can hear you.
Can I go over my jokes, please?
Is he no. on the next show?
Yeah, he's going to be the horrible comedian. You saw his stand-up, right?
I thought it was great.
You thought it was great, right?
That's right. I said nice things.
Yeah,
I?
You
nice.
Followed him at the
colleagues.
First Riotcast. I think,
colleagues.
Yeah.
Colin Quinn, Rich Voss, Jim Florentine.
I don't know about
and
colleagues.
And Davey Mack. Colleagues.
I don't know about colleagues.
Up-and-comers in the comedy business.
We're up-and-comers or you're up-and-comers?
I didn't want to do... I said to Bob, I'm going to... You want the world's worst comedian again? Because I'm not a stand-up. And he said yes for some reason. So I have all the whole fucking thing.
Is it new or is it the same as last time?
Brand new.
Good
Come
for
on.
You.
Davey Mack, I wrote this morning.
Rich, what would you do if for some reason Davey Mack became like a famous comedian with that act?
There's no shot in hell.
Nothing. First of all, no I've shot. Seen 100 of those guys become famous. What a, you know what I would do?
What?
I would go, I knew him when.
That's not going to happen with me. He's going to no. be like, I no. knew him now. And
Listen.
He's still the same asshole.
Yeah, well, you had Listen. A problem with him calling himself Eastside Dave because he's from Jersey, right?
Did I have that problem?
I don't even remember. It's
yeah,
this
he said
his,
I had, no, he did.
It's Some bigger than that. It's bigger than that. I just have a problem with him. It goes it goes beyond. The,
what did
no.
I do?
I All actually, right. no, I think he's got good energy.
Can you take a picture of me and Rich sitting next to each other?
Yeah.
I think he has good energy.
I'm sorry. Just because I think it's
I never heard his podcast because I've never heard any podcast.
You haven't listened to that? Do you even listen back to yours?
Never.
You never listen back to any
I've never heard one of my podcasts.
Never.
And we've done about 100 already.
Yeah, you're almost at 100. I think 97, 98 now.
That
right?
one from L.A.
Thank you,
Roy. Fantastic.
Dr. Steve.
Fantastic.
This week a little slow. No, last week was good. Three in a row were good. Yeah. And then yesterday we didn't have a lot of energy.
For what, your show?
For our... For our podcast, we did three really good ones in a row, and then yesterday was just so-so.
That happens, you know.
You know, you just.
I mean, not to me or the Chris.
We got
to
start doing it live.
You like it better in front of an audience.
Oh
right?
yeah, because you
the energy. It's like doing stand-up. You know, one, you it generates energy within yourself, and it makes you, what do you call it, more...
tuned.
More creative. Oh. You're more creative because if it's just me and Bonnie, in. Well, if it's just me and Bonnie sitting in our dining room.
You do that all the time.
How funny can you be, you know?
Pretty fucking funny, I gotta say.
What's that?
Pretty fucking funny, I gotta say.
She's funny. I kind of steer it. you know, but when it's live.
Is she here? Where's Bonnie?
She'll be here. She's doing a show in Brooklyn.
Oh, okay.
Is she performing tonight?
Yeah, she's performing tonight. Also, Rich, Colin Quinn.
What's the lineup?
You got Colin Quinn. You, Bobby Kelly, Jim.
No, I mean the
Jim
order.
Ford.
I'm not closing.
Oh, no, you're not closing. Colin's closing. I don't know the lineup, but Bobby has a lineup.
Kelly Festuca, is she in there?
She's first, I think.
All right.
Also have Florentine.
Then Davey Mack, probably, right?
Yeah, I think you're second, yeah.
Put him before me.
I like that same recipe. I want Rich to, you know, make fun of me and that went really, really horribly.
See, here's the thing, too, Rich, is that Dave is a little loaded right now already. He's a little loaded.
Listen, he doesn't do this a lot. He's got to medicate until he gets comfortable.
That's right.
I'm on anxiety medicine. Every time I go on stage, I get anxiety now, and I've been doing it 30 fucking years.
Well, this will be the last time, I'm pretty sure, that I'll be doing this.
Okay, we got Jim Florentine joining us.
Dave, you also have a dick coming out of your shirt. I don't know if you're aware about that.
I see.
All right, you want Florentine, I'm going to go.
All right, Davey Mack,
my man.
Is that Mandy's out there?
Who?
Mandy.
Yeah, Mandy's here.
Hey, do we get paid for this tonight?
Hey.
I don't know.
I believe that you do. I don't know. You've
Bonnie's
talked
about on her way.
I will tell you this, though.
We better get
Rich,
paid.
Jim, Rich called me at 9 a.m. to ask me if I was getting paid. It was like 9:05 a.m. I didn't even have a fucking bagel yet. He's like, who's in this lineup, and are we getting paid?
Well, I mean, they go with sold out, so that means they're selling tickets.
But how much do you think you were going to get paid?
Yeah, I don't want $25 fucking dollars.
That's what it's probably going to be.
Bullshit.
Well,
I got to pay a babysitter.
No, well, it's not going to be a grand. It's probably going to be somewhere between 25
and 75. I say
100.
Between 25 and a grand.
It'll be 100 bucks a piece.
100 bucks?
It'll be in that window.
I don't know. I doubt it's going to be 100.
Yeah.
Well, who makes that up?
Who's
Bobby
producing
Kelly.
This? Bobby or you?
Bobby Kelly.
I wouldn't do this. I don't. I wouldn't know what to pay the comics. I wouldn't know any of that stuff. Bobby.
Well, then
knows.
You should have done it because then we could have asked for a grand.
Yeah.
Yeah. I probably would have gave you.
You would have went in debt.
I would have gave you all a grand. So, Jim, your podcast, Comedy Metal Midgets, absolutely fantastic. I don't know how you do it by yourself week after week after week.
I'm just lazy. That's why.
Is that what it is? You don't want to?
I could barely get out of the house.
But
you
weren't one of Rich's, right?
What's that?
You weren't one of Rich's, though.
Yeah. But, I got a three-year-old. He's not in daycare. He just went in school now, so I got a little more time. But I'm pretty much home during the day. So, you know, it's – and I just have my little recorder with me, so I just do it wherever. I usually do it in a hotel, like on a weekend where I'm on the road.
You do it in a little
Yeah, I got a little Zoom recorder, and I just do it right in and out.
Yeah, to learn how to do. How much do those cost?
I don't even have that one. I have
this is the original one. This is the newest one. It's $3.99. You can plug in an extra adapter on the top. You get up to 6 microphones at one time.
I should buy that.
Yeah, it's nice. It's nice, but then I have to teach you how to use it. That's the problem.
I do it on the Mac sometimes now.
I just have the little Zoom record, and it's like a mic. I'm like, you talk,
and you hold
I
it back
talk,
and
yeah.
Forth, yeah.
Or I just put it right in the middle in a quiet area, and we just talk.
You get so many big guests. How the fuck do you get them? Do you have someone call them, or do you?
No, I get them at concerts, like backstage, usually. You know, like if I'm there, I interview them, or, you know, when I David Lee Roth, I asked him if he would do my podcast.
That
and
awesome.
Host a show on Ozzy Boneyard.
I was in fucking the gym. I heard you on the radio hosting... something on Sirius.
Yeah, I do a thing on Ozzy's Boneyard, the
what do
Hard
you do,
Rock
once
channel.
A week? Or,
yeah, once a week, a two-hour show.
That's cool. I heard you plugging the shit out of your stuff.
Absolutely, because they barely pay you, so they said you could plug whatever you want. So I plug my podcast all the time on there.
It was great. We were in the gym, and Bonnie goes, listen, I meant to call you. I was fucking excited. I'm going... And then you're saying all this stuff.
Oh, yeah, I'm here. This and this.
So
I have... Because I said, look, you could do... Look, we're paying you shit, but you plug away whatever you got to plug.
All right. That's cool.
I'm still trying to see if I could pull off the Amazon.com link. I don't know. Could I do that? Like, hey, if you guys are going to shop, and that's kind of in a weird gray
area.
Yeah,
I think that's a little, like, there are certain ones you can crowbar in there. I don't know. But you might be able to try it. I don't know.
I think we're owed a check for our last read.
Yeah. You're owed a check for a couple of different reads.
For like two
weeks. That's the one thing. Let me tell you, anybody who's just getting into podcasting, the one thing that sucks about this is it takes forever to get paid for an ad. Like sometimes 90 days, 120 days. But I build out all the ads that you guys did, so hopefully we're getting something
soon.
We
got no donation button. Everybody but me and Bonnie.
All you have to do is give me your PayPal link and I'll do it for you.
Oh.
I stopped asking for donations.
Really?
Well, you got some good ones, right? You got like a...
Some guy gave me $1,100.
You mad? Wow,
holy shit. You know
he said, can you just mention my name on it because I'm a big fan?
But why the extra 100?
I don't know. What? I don't know why it was 1,100.
This is what a fucking idiot.
And I haven't heard from the guy since.
Yeah, because he's in jail for fucking robbery.
Whatever.
Here's the deal. This is how dumb I am. We financed our whole movie, our whole documentary. Over $100,000, and we could have went to Kickstarter and probably had it done through Kickstarter and not paid.
Yeah, but that just started getting popular like in the last year, Kickstarter.
Really?
Yeah, I think so. Maybe 2 years. But you guys have been working on this thing for a while.
Over 5 years.
Yeah, 5 years ago.
5 years ago, you didn't have Kickstarter.
Yeah, exactly. People didn't have Kickstarter, and people would have been like, we're not giving you money to do it. Now it's acceptable.
But like, what are the obligations for that? Like, I always wondered, like, if you say, like, do people, like, do a Kickstarter and they get the money, and then can they just...
Well, fucking Spike Lee just raised $1 million for his next movie.
See, that bothers me when people who already have...
So don't quote
why does Spike Lee need to raise $1 million?
Well, Zach Braff just did it, too.
Come
for
on, man.
Same
you already
thing.
Got $1 million. Rich Voss doesn't have $1 million.
I think Rich might.
Have a million? I have...
Net worth? You wouldn't be net worth?
Two-tenths of that, my net worth.
I don't know about that.
Two-and-a-half-tenths of that.
I think more.
With my house and cars. I'm telling you.
And watch...
Two watches.
If it's real.
I got paperwork.
Come on.
Are you kidding me?
You can get paperwork in Chinatown on that shit.
I'll take it to any jewelry store. One's worth about $7,000. One's worth about $5,000.
That's good for watches?
This one. This one's about five. This Rolex.
That's good.
But I'll sell the $7,000 one for five if anybody's listening.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Jim's a metal guy. You can't be walking around with a Rolex if you're a metal guy.
No, I had a Movado. I remember I was opening for Dice. He's like, take that watch off. I'm like, why? He's like, that's a nice guy watch. This isn't a nice guy show. Get it off. Yeah. So I haven't worn it since.
And he paid you $75 because he's not a nice guy.
Yeah, that's pays well.
He does pay well. That's what I heard, too. I just heard it takes a long time to get paid. That's
okay. He does.
Get the fuck out of here. Did he pay Eric McMahon well?
I don't know what he paid Eric.
Let's call him.
But you know what? No. Eric was just getting in with him, you know, like his opening act. You know, that's just like, hey, man, look.
I'm not going to attack him. I don't know.
You could easily just say no.
Yeah.
You know, if I didn't want to take the serious gig for the little money they're paying me, I could have just said no. I'm not going to bitch about it.
But that's a good gig.
No, sometimes you do things for money.
And then, you know, opening for Dice's audience, for Eric, and, you know, it's like whatever he's going to. Sometimes when I first started with him, it was super low. Dice, I'm like, I don't care. I just want to open for you. I'll make my money somewhere else.
I was going to open for the B-52s tomorrow for $500.
Are you serious?
Yeah, but if
they have comedians?
They ended up putting a music act.
Where are they playing?
The Keswick. No. Some theater in Pennsylvania.
Keswick.
Oh, okay.
Keswick, probably.
Yeah, I would have done it for $500 just to say I worked with a B-52.
Well, you know the Gilbert Gottfried story with the B-52s, right?
No, what?
Gilbert Gottfried opened once for the B-52s, and it was a matinee show. So they told him he has to keep it as clean as possible. And he went out, and he was doing pussy jokes, and they pulled him off after about 7 minutes of it.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, he went out. He went for it. You know, it's funny you mentioned Dice, because when I saw he was doing a podcast, I know you're close with Dice. I was going to reach out to you and be like, do you think Dice would want to join the network? And then I thought about it. I'm like, do I really want to deal with Dice? Like, is he like a pain in the ass to work with? So
no, he's not. I mean, you know, he's got a lot of things going on. So sometimes
he's really a nice guy when you talk with
him. No, he is. He's a super nice guy. Yeah. But I don't know how they did it for a while. Him and his buddy Wheels Parisi.
Yeah,
and then they stopped for like a month. And I saw Wheels and Dice a couple weeks ago. Yeah, we're going to start it back up. But I don't know if they did or not. So
yeah, I haven't listened to it
yet. You have to
be
consistent with it. That's the one thing I know a podcast.
That's
true. Whether you put one out one a week or two a week, you got to make people, you know, want that the same. You can't just put one out one every. I started doing that like every 3 weeks or whatever. And
yeah,
it just
now you're every Monday. It's much better. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I wanted to put out a podcast of just Rich Voss looking at his phone for like a good
I'm
half hour.
I listen to everything. That's why sometimes I'm good on stage. I got to work a club in Jacksonville this weekend. Next weekend. I'm doing Vegas and flying to Jackson. And I'm not allowed to say fuck or do crowd work.
Are you serious?
Why? The bonkers? No, not that.
Some new club in Jacksonville.
Oh, not the Comedy Zone.
No, not that asshole.
But didn't you?
Can't you curse or do crowd work?
The guy wants it. He wants you to be clean. I don't know. He's weird. I don't know.
And you took the gig?
Okay, of course,
it's
you
good
took
money.
It.
I'll just be right. clean. I don't care.
Well, didn't you have?
And you're not going to go into the crowd?
No, I don't need to. I'll just do fucking old material, old new.
Right. Well, you know you're going in. Yeah. For 8 minutes in, you definitely are. And then you're going to go, look, well, let's see how good it worked after the show. The guy's going, you know.
But didn't you have a short where you went to I remember seeing a short where you went to a club and they were very religious and they were.
No, that was for our pilot. Mm. We're shooting a pilot for Comedy Central. So this club, you weren't allowed to curse at up in Erie. You ever do it?
I've heard about it.
So we knew. It was all planned. They didn't know. Mm. That we were going to curse and fucking, you know,
right.
piss them off.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, who fucking, what? Who puts, you know, and who censors comics? What's the sense of it?
A lot of them do. You know, the crowds are very sensitive these days, man. They don't want to lose one potential customer.
You know what? Then go to...
The A rooms, you know, like the bigger rooms, they're afraid of that. They're like, you know, the B rooms that have been around a while, that have been in the area, like the secondary room, they don't... They're like, fuck it, man. You got to go. You know, like that. But they're like, hey, man, three people just walked out. That's 20. They average it out like $20 a head, even if it's a free ticket with the two drinks and maybe some mozzarella sticks. So like, you just took $60 out of our pocket. They're never going to come back.
Yeah, but here's the thing. 97 people had a great time. They're going to tell friends. They don't get it.
No.
Five out of 10 gets you in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Okay. 4 out of 10 gets you in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
So they don't get it. They're just running scared, and they'll put these watered-down douchebags in. And in the long run, people will go...
Yeah, the show was all right.
Yeah.
You know, if you're going to censor the comics and not let them do their thing, everyone's going to walk away. Yeah, it was pretty good, but and the guy's going to go, man, I dropped fucking $80. How did I drop $80 on a Friday night in a comedy club? And then the next time, he's like, his chick's, you know, a month from now, you want to go? He's going to go, fuck, $80? Nah, you want to just go to the movies or just get a beer down the street? Because he's like, I'm not going to drop another 80 on a so-so show.
If you get somebody like Florentine, me, Bobby, in a club, one, we've been doing it long enough. We got enough credits where they go, oh, that guy. You know what I mean? They see him, they go, well, he was on TV. He's done this. So it's more, you know, listen, if you're selling out the whole weekend, they don't give a fuck if you light yourself on fire.
Yeah.
Okay? Right. If you light the waitstaff on fire, as long as you sell out, they don't give a shit. You could cut your wrists and throw AIDS onto the audience. They don't care.
Well, all right. Did you guys ever come into a situation where you may have done something that may have had people walk out?
Speaking of my podcast this week is about a girl. I get heckled on stage. And I was recording, so I played the whole audio and stuff. And this girl came in the middle of the show, wouldn't shut up. She didn't even pay for a ticket. She was drinking downstairs. And then some girl in the crowd yelled at me, you're being a douchebag to her, because I was trying to get her to shut up.
Right.
And I go, I'm being a douchebag. She goes, yeah, she's not doing anything. Just do your act. And it was a whole thing
back and forth.
Yeah.
I was in Orlando. I mean, I get a story every week. Right when I got on stage, this girl started yelling. I said, shut your fucking mouth. I had to put an end to it right in the beginning. I go, you're a fucking four on a Tuesday.
You said that?
I go, nobody wants to hear from you. If you were this girl, then I'd listen to you. Goodbye. She left. Look at Mandy sitting like the Queen of England just came here.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. What am I on a Wednesday? I'm like a seven on a Wednesday.
Yeah? Huh?
I want to know my score.
Your score?
Yeah.
No, you're an eight.
Thank
on
you.
On Friday.
Thank you.
You're an eight on a Friday. One, because not only you're attractive, there's a couple things. You're secure on the outside, okay, but beaten down on the inside, which is good to take advantage of, okay? And you know the entertainment. You get everything. Like, you get it. That's what I said to Bonnie when I first met her. I go, you get it. That's all that you need.
But you're saying that she's insecure on the inside.
Well, she's a woman, so she's as damaged. Most women's are pretty damaged.
Most women's?
You think?
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah, we can hear you guys.
Most women are damaged?
Most guys are damaged, yeah. But most women are a lot more.
If you haven't figured it out yet, Mandy Stattmiller has joined us from News Whore, bringing some sexy to this podcast finally.
I have the stupidest name for
podcast. I don't think so. I thought it was a great name. Do you get flack for it now?
No, it's just whenever when I met Owen Benjamin before he did the podcast, I said, yeah, I have a podcast. It's called News Whore. Uh-huh. You know, like a whore.
Right.
And it's just like really awkward. Wow. So I feel like I have to give like a 20-minute. It's like when people Google me, I feel like I have to give like a 20-minute speech explaining that I'm a nice girl.
How did you get Owen Benjamin?
Like, fuck him? Oh, you're saying he's not that big of a comic. I think he's super funny.
He is. I'm just fucking around. I'm a comic.
I think it could turn on a dime and he could be gigantic.
What's that?
I think it could, like, turn on a dime and he could be gigantic.
Yeah, see?
No. You know who he used to go out with?
Yeah, I know. Christina Ricci.
Yeah. They were engaged, right, or something?
Oh, they were?
I think so.
Yeah, that's, like, the number one most interesting thing about him. So, yeah.
No, he's a good guy.
He's great. He's hilarious.
Good guy.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny that you mentioned a name because we're moving the name over from Glory Hole to Hole, just the Hole, just because of that reason. Like, it was, you know, it's hard to get guests. Like, I had Ileana Douglas, the actress.
Oh, yeah.
I was emailing her back and forth. She was ready to come on, and I said Riot Cast, and she was in to come on the show. And then she said, what's the name of the show? And I said, well, it's the Glory Hole, but we're changing it. And then it just went dead.
That was it.
Seriously?
Yeah, it was it.
Oh, she thought that, like, she was going to have to, like, suck a dick through a hole.
I know, but I can understand why people wouldn't want to come on a show called the fucking Glory Hole. I get it.
Yeah, the only thing is I think people don't want to wear merch if they...
Right.
Like, I was talking to someone, and I was like, would you wear a News Whore sweatshirt? She was like, no fucking way. I live in the South. But I wear one.
I love your name. That's a cool name.
I think so, too.
That's a fucking cool name. Are you kidding me?
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, no, it's a good name.
That's
absolutely.
That's a fucking good name.
It's catchy, too, you know.
Yeah,
you know?
It's kind of memorable if you meet someone on the street.
Watch in 5 years. TV's going to start doing title names like that.
News Whore.
I doubt it. As long as the Jesus freaks are in control, I don't think any of that shit's going to happen.
I don't know. Bitch is pretty mainstream.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Rich is signing some stuff here.
How come DePaulo's not on the show?
He had a previous engagement. If it was more time, he would have been here.
But that's why we should get all of the Ashley Madison kind of sexual deviant.
Yeah, well we had Adam and Eve for a while.
Yeah, there you go.
That was our first one for a while, remember?
So does my kid's school. Adam and Eve.
If people are going to advertise on a podcast, it's like, are you really going to be that fucking sensitive at a material or the name? You're not getting Pepsi and shit like that. It's just like some weird fucking stamps.com
or all this crap. And I would rather never sell an ad than have shows edit what they are or what they do. I just wouldn't.
How does Bonnie? Didn't she fuck up a couple reads?
Bonnie, let me tell you something. Bonnie kills me with the reads. So, and for two reasons. I laugh when I'm listening. So here's the thing. I have to, when you guys do reads, I have to go in and pull them out and send them to the advertisers, like the brokers. Like, I got to go in and find them. I don't ask you guys to do it. I go find them. When I'm listening to your show, I just mark them. So every time Rich and Bonnie does a read, Bonnie just fucking steps all over the advertiser, and it's funny as hell, but it kills me because...
Talks about...
What, go ahead.
Rape and child.
Yeah, she said rape, and it says, you know, one of them was, it's a site where anyone can join. She's like, really? Anyone? Like a pedophile could join? And I'm laughing my ass off with it. Even with yours, like, I think the fantasy football one, DraftKings, because you shit on fantasy football for so long, and then the first one, you're like, look, you guys know I don't like this fucking shit.
Yeah, I know, I had to. Because I would have been a hypocrite.
Yeah, so
I hate fantasy football. I've done podcasts about how much it's fucking awful. And then all of a sudden, I got the ad. I'm like, all right, look, I'm going to do it. I go, look, I don't like this shit. I don't understand it. It's stupid. There's no reason for it. But if you're into it, yeah.
So,
it was no other way. I wasn't just going to go into it and not acknowledge it because I would get called out.
I tell you, we went to Corolla Studio. It's like, have you been in?
Yeah, yeah.
It's insane.
It's gorgeous, man.
it's fucking in, when we shot him for the movie. It's like a radio studio in there.
Yeah. It's beautiful. I mean, look, Noam from the Cellar was nice enough to give us half his fucking apartment to turn it into a studio. And, you know, slowly but surely, you know, the curtain goes back a little further and a couple more lights. Bobby's always bringing lighting rigs into it. So in the beginning, Noam was like, yeah, sure, you can use my couch and my table to record. Now Bobby's got banners all over. We've got banners. We got lights and everything.
Oh, so Noam actually owns that.
Yeah, that's Noam's apartment.
Nice.
So one time I went in there to tape a show, and I text him. I say, Noam, I'll be there tomorrow to tape. One time I walked in, and he was sleeping in the bed. And I had a bunch of people coming to do a podcast. And he's laying in the bed. I don't know what to do. I'm like, do I wake him up? What do I fucking do? So I just started setting up like somewhat loud, and it came out with his hair standing up, and he just left.
I think we should all chip in and get a studio in Hillsborough, New Jersey.
Well, why would it be in New Jersey?
By my house.
Who's going to go there for you? Who's going to go there?
No one.
You haven't gotten anybody to go there to do the show, have you? Jim. Jim's the only one.
Yeah, I do, yeah.
Yeah, because Jim...
Yeah, it was 35 minutes from my house.
Right. Yeah, but the thing... This is what I love about Jim. It's like, Jim, we're doing it this night. We're doing this. Are you in? Yeah, man. And that's it. Like,
he's the best person in the business.
Yeah, he's the easiest guy.
You can only say nice things about him. The best person in the business.
I don't know why he's saying that. He might want me to advertise
on his
podcast.
Something's coming up.
Something's going on.
Well, I think if I ever made it into the business, I would be the best person.
No, you're the best person to deal with. But when you call him, it's like he'll walk you through anything, Rob Sprantz.
Yeah, married guys like me.
What's that?
Married guys like me.
Why do you think so?
I seem attainable. You know?
I just
seem it? Nobody can attain you?
No, only that one married guy I had an affair with. That's it.
For married guys, you mean? Yeah. Yeah, but you wrote an article about that you were pretty much done.
Yeah. Although, I mean, I kind of feel like if a married guy had enough money and power.
What level are we talking? Oh, we forgot to find out from Bailey J who the famous
awful,
guy
right?
was.
It's terrible.
No, it's not. Why? Why is that terrible?
You know, it's weird. Like, females don't care because usually the other female won't come and fuck you up and shoot you. But a male that goes after a guy's wife is putting his life on the line.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, it's so much easier for a female to wreck a home than a male.
Well, when I did it, I brought in a second home wrecker into the mix.
Wait, what do you mean?
I gave him the gift of a three-way because I'm, like, fucked in the head. So,
and that's why you're fantastic, man.
So how did it mess it up, though?
So then he had, like, a second mistress who was my friend. And then we texted him on Valentine's Day and said, what are you doing? And his wife got it.
Oh, wait. You brought your friend in the mix.
Yeah.
And then he wanted to see her separately?
He just, I think everyone got a little fast and loose. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no.
But he did see her separately.
There's got to be rules. Like, if someone brings, the girl brings another friend in, you got to leave.
Oh, he completely fucked up the three-way
dynamic. You got to.
What would the rules be, Jim?
The rules would be if Mandy brings another girl in, you can never be with that girl by yourself. That was a treat she brought in, and she has to be there if anything else is going to go down after that.
That's a good rule.
No calling after or anything.
Yeah, but that rule only goes with a couple that's confirmed. Like, if she's a mistress, she really can't lay down laws.
No, but she can because she can. Ultimately, she can go. She's not going to do it, but I could call your wife and say, you know, your husband's cheating on me. So look, don't fuck my friend.
Oh, okay.
I'm giving
you
a treat. Happy Valentine's Day, but don't call on the side. And if anything's going to go down again, I need to be there.
Right. That's
are good rules.
I left like 15 minutes into it because he was just, like, way too into her.
Oh, so you left in the middle of the threesome?
Yeah, he didn't know how to do it. I mean,
so what do you, wait,
he didn't know anything.
So, like, in other words, he just completely abandoned you and went to the other, the fresh woman?
I need a lot of attention mentally, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
Even if he was just talking me up as he was fucking her, you know what I mean?
Right. Which I think if it's a three-way, you'd want to get everybody involved.
He's just an idiot.
I did a threesome once, and I had the girls lay on top of each other, and I went down on both of them at the same time.
Ah, it's like
cute.
A pussy sandwich.
Yeah, that works.
It's like a double down. That's nice.
Yeah, I've had like five or six three-ways with this friend of mine.
Just that one or other
people? Do you think
people?
That makes me like a lesbian? Am I dating her? I haven't had a three-way with her in like forever since I got sober.
Does the guy?
I don't do anything interesting anymore.
If you start doing it without the guy, then yeah, you become then it's more.
Yeah,
lesbian.
I hooked up with a girl one-on-one one time, mm-hmm. but she was kind of dude-like.
I'd rather play golf.
Like,
what'd you say?
I'd rather play golf.
I had that one time this girl I was dating, and we had a threesome, and she brought this girl in, and then she got mad because she said I was
too excited about the
no,
fresh
no,
dates.
No, not too excited that I fucked her the same way I fuck her. I'm like, I only have one style. I go like 100 miles an hour. That's it.
Oh, so you do
I
like,
go, I'm not going to mix it up because even if I did mix it up, then you go, why are you fucking her like that? So I just do it the same way.
So what, you do like the jackhammer?
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, I just go like 100 miles an hour and...
Seriously?
And hope for the best.
That's your one.
Is that really
it's
a move?
I used to be real slow, and then I was like, ah. So
you got time for that?
That was at that phase of my life. Yeah, I was just The girls, my girlfriend used to call me Ted Turbo.
Now when me and Bonnie have sex, like we'll go, are we gonna do it tonight? Let's watch TV. Like you know, we'd rather. After 10 years, you know, maybe once every 2 weeks. Once
but
a
do
week.
You like say like, are we gonna have sex tonight?
Because
well, that would ruin the sex. I would. Think,
I need
right?
to take a pill.
Oh, okay.
Seriously?
So you got to time it.
Yes.
Oh my god.
What do you mean? Oh my god! I'm 56.
What the fuck?
What?
Bonnie is. Oh. I just think Bonnie is so hot.
Yeah. So.
But that doesn't make him less 56.
If I were you, I would just. Walk around with like a rock hard erection all
I don't
the time
even get hard
just
when I...
knowing that I'm married to Bonnie McFarlane.
Let me tell you, before I met her I was very eligible.
Yeah.
I had so much going on in my career.
Oh, I'm
sure.
Do
you think you have Hall of Fame numbers?
Do I?
Yeah.
You know I do.
All right, let's...
Are you a first ballot Hall of Famer?
Are you kidding me?
All right,
of
Mandy,
course.
Mandy, who would you think?
You know
who would you think at a gym and Rich? Who would you say has a higher number? If you had to guess, don't say. I mean, Rich could have a higher number because he's older.
Well, I think Rich has more to prove. So you
wait.
Would
what
have,
does that mean?
Well, I mean, just,
I have more damage in me. I'm more fucked up than he is.
I just think that, like, the same way that I'm hot, but I'm not, like, supermodel hot. I think Jim is a little hotter than you.
Yeah, he is.
And so I think that when... So that's why also you don't want the supermodel girl in bed because she doesn't have anything to prove.
But here's the
I'll
thing.
I'll work so much harder. You know what I mean?
If you would have seen us both back in the day, he was a mess. Okay?
Yeah. Okay.
See, and but I see.
I was a mess.
See, but here's the thing, though.
We were both two messes. We had long hair.
Yeah. Mm.
Both of us.
I saw yours was curly, though.
Mine was curly. His.
Yours
I
more
mean,
wavy.
I had some nice waves.
But we were both. We
well,
were
natural,
both,
too.
We were both ripped back in it. Remember, at Wood, I got pictures from Woodstock. He's better looking, but I'm a better salesman.
Really? What's your pitch?
Get in the car.
No, his he would just go up to girls and go, can I buy you a house?
So, oh, Mandy's getting called away.
Okay, so I'm going to head downstairs. Yeah, I'm going to head downstairs. Okay.
All right, Mandy. Well, here was my guess that before you leave, Mandy, is because I think Jim would have higher numbers. And the only reason why I say that is because Jim came from the metal world, and I was part of that world, and the women were incredibly loose.
Yeah, well, there was like
I think I think you meant to say awesome.
Yes, well, awesomely yeah. loose.
Well, there was like a four. You know, I only had like a 4 year period of that though, where like the late.
By the way,
early '90s.
Sorry, check out News Whore on Riotcast Network. Mandy Statmiller, I'm looking forward to you, Seth. Mandy, see you.
Are you going on first, man? Yeah. Nice.
I'm doing a fucking Comic Con in 2 weeks in Boston.
Yeah.
And all these fucking like. Porn stars and celeb, all these fucking weird people. Have you ever gone to one of these?
No.
I mean, it's all nerds, but.
Yeah, I don't. That's not my crowd.
And not this weekend, not next November 20th, whatever. Comic Con in Boston, I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like all these cool fucking people, like, just come to these things. I guess they sign autographs.
Yeah, and if they got a movie coming out and all that, yeah.
I'm going to bomb.
Why do you think that?
I don't know. When it comes to numbers, I don't know. Jim's, listen, I don't even want to say.
I was a late bloomer, though. I was.
And I mean, before I did comedy, I was a coke dealer, so I was knocking them out right and left.
Yes, really? Yeah, I didn't. Yeah, yeah, I mean,
not a coke dealer. I sold. Not a coke
dealer.
Well,
if you
dealer.
Sell coke, you're a coke dealer. That's how
I had like two chicks by the time I was 22, so I was super late.
I didn't start
until
I was 18, though, yeah. And that was by accident.
Yeah, I was 18 too.
Yeah, I was on a train in a. I was number two on a train.
That's all right.
Wait a minute.
Doesn't matter.
Is number three behind you?
No.
All right. I just want to make it. Just want to get the details. Can't just spit that out without nothing. Colin, you want to come on for a second? Come on. 1 minute. I was trying to get Colin Quinn to come on. But
try harder.
Come on, Colin. I think he's going to come sit down for a second.
No, I know. I know.
All right, Rich, thank you very much.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to go down check right. it. Yeah.
See you in a bit. Jim, thanks again. I like to. You just trashed the place here. All right.
It's because they're fucking metal. That's why.
Here comes Colin Quinn.
How big is your boner right now?
Oh, this is it. Colin, thank you for joining us.
Sure, guys.
It's a pleasure to have you headlining Riotcast night, even though you don't have a show on Riotcast.
I know. Well, Bobby certainly pitched it to me.
He did.
I mean, he gave me a pitch where even I was like, wow, I really must be great. He's like, dude, you should be doing, if anybody should be doing a podcast, it should be you. I was like, he's right. Hey, well, you know what? He's got a point.
Dude, I agree. And you know,
I just can't do it.
Well, look, here's the thing. I'm going to make this pitch right now because I'm Bobby's partner on Riotcast. Who do I have to blow to get into on front? We've had like, you know how many times we've had conversations? He's like, well, who do you want? I said, I want Colin. He's like, Colin's not going to do it. I said, call him again.
I know. I just can't do a podcast.
Is it because of the stigma of a podcast? Like still is.
What stigma?
Well, you know, people, a lot of people, I mean, it's
stigma,
not.
Stigma, it's the only thing anyone talks about.
Yeah, you think so? I mean. Especially you considering that, like, you'd be one of those guys. Like, we have, like, Jim Florentine, who you know, and Nick DiPaolo, of course, you know.
Yeah.
They do shows, and they do them just them and a mic, which right. I think in your case would be probably how you'd be best at it.
No.
You don't think so? So you'd want to do it with other people.
Yeah.
My ultimate dream, which I sometimes wake up with an erection in the middle of the night, is if you could bring back a version of Tough Crowd for Riotcast.
Yeah,
but that's
that would be good.
You know?
That would be good.
I mean, that would be pretty awesome.
Yeah.
You know, but so you just did another one-man show, right?
Yeah.
So how did this one go? This one I missed.
I'm still doing it.
You still are?
Yeah. I mean, it's called Unconstitutional. It's about the Constitution. I know that sounds boring, but I swear to God, it's really been
going
great.
No, the first one was fantastic.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had two more before that, but I never got to film them. I just did them. One was on Broadway about my family, Irish Wake, and then this other one about the economy. And that was both of them were really doing well. I mean, you know, I could really shoot both of them and do well, I bet. But it's not that easy. It's hard, but so stand up. Everything's hard. You know?
Yeah, but I would think
everything you do takes everything you've got, right?
Right, from beginning to end.
Everything you do.
Yeah.
Whatever it is.
If you want to do
it
well,
it takes all your energy, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, true. Well, if you, I mean, to do a one man show, I mean, they're usually about an hour long, right?
A little hour and change. Hour and 10.
I mean, that's a lot to do on your own.
Because if you do less than an hour, people feel ripped off. Say, after like an hour 10.
Yeah, you think so?
They're like, hey, it's 58 minutes. I paid a lot of money. You got to do an hour 10. They're like, all right.
How do you treat it different than from stand up?
I treat it different than stand up in that that it's, you can go for one theme. Stand up, if you try to do a show on the unconstitution, after. People are so trained from drinking and just in general, they'll be like, hey, change the subject. Now we want to hear about this.
Right,
now
right.
Talk about tits. Now talk about that. Now talk about fucking Richie Incognito. Now, you know what I mean? Like, they want to talk about different subjects.
Right.
Whereas this show, you're like, no, this has to be, you can bring those things in sort of once in a while, but it can't be.
I, for one, hope you talk about tits tonight.
Yeah, actually.
You know what? I am going to talk about tits tonight because I work so clean.
Thank you, sir.
I'm such an Irish prude, really, in my heart of hearts, and such a pervert at the same time that I am going to talk about tits.
Yes, actually, the word on the street is you had some kind of sex with a cat at one point, which is
what?
With a cat.
Yeah.
What exactly was it?
Well, I was only.
Do you know how excited he is to have you on his show right
just,
now?
We were just talking about the.
This is literally. He just. You know, he just ghosted me. I'm his partner. He saw me come up and he went, fuck him. He's not taking this from me.
I tried to get you on before.
Even when me and Voss were on, he was staring at Colin the whole time. You, we were asking you questions. Like, what? What? Oh, no, I saw Colin.
Did Colin say anything about me?
You already made the best of his podcast. This is how he's getting advertised, is this 3 minutes he just did
like,
with you.
Colin looks like he gets older. He's one of those guys that gets hipper and younger.
Yes, he looks cooler.
Well, he's going to have a leather jacket on. I bought it for $267 on sale at Century 21. I was very proud of it.
I told him it looks like the same jacket fucking the Fall Guy wore. It's like a stuntman's leather.
So true.
I made the pitch to him. I just tried. It didn't work.
Oh, what? Yeah.
What I offered to blow him and everything.
He said, who do I have to blow?
to get him on the network? Yeah. Listen, I've done the podcast thing with him. Right when it gets to where it's going to be good, you're going to make money, he sabotages it and throws it out the fucking window. Yeah. He doesn't want to do radio. He doesn't want to do podcasts. He'll do a podcast out of creativity and fun. Once you offer him $5,000 an episode, go fuck yourself.
Well, and he's in luck because we can't offer him shit.
I was going to say $5,000 an episode.
Oh, things have changed. I'm sorry. We can't give you $5,000. I'm kidding.
I know.
We're talking like $50 an episode.
Wait, are you referring to the thing where you leave answering machine messages again?
Yeah, well, that's what me. Call Robert Kelly and sometimes Colin Quinn.
Right.
I would call him up and sometimes he would answer. We do an hour-long podcast on an answering machine.
Bobby invented the podcast. Or at least
and Twitter.
He was one of the early... He invented MySpace.
I invented MySpace.
He really did.
Wait, now MySpace too?
I swear to God he did. Tell the story.
I'm always at the cutting edge of technology, unlike what Bonnie says about Rich Voss.
What did she say about Rich?
Oh, when they got invited to the podcast festival, and they got to the question, how did you come up with this podcast that you guys... You know, instead of saying, well, Robert Kelly came to us one day and said, I think you guys should do a show on this network and we'll pick out a name, we'll help you. And she said, my husband's into the latest technology. He's always into the latest.
Right, that was
greatest.
That's Rich.
Know, that's her fucking name.
He is Mr. Technology.
It's like Candyman. You say his name three times, he appears.
This is my...
Listen
to
me.
I went to school with her dad and she's a new comic. And
hi.
She's doing great. Say, her name is... Katie Van Brunt.
And Katie Van Brunt. Nice to meet you.
Say hi to on the podcast.
Hello, everybody. I'm Glory Hall.
Hi.
Hey Katie. What does your dad say about Rich? Was he a dick in school?
He didn't want me to meet Rich originally because he was worried about the influence he may have on me. But
because was Rich? Rich was like a dirtbag growing up.
No, he was good. He was. A
are
good
you from
kid.
England?
Maybe
I'm from Jersey. What do you?
You said influence.
Influence. I'm from a Waspy area in New Jersey. Okay, but, all right. You know, the same thing. No.
Accents. You're gonna do good in this business.
I hope so. Shit, it's hard for a female comic. I'm doing this for like a year ish.
I'll give you a tip.
Yeah.
Don't hook up with Voss.
I told my dad that he'd probably shoot me and be like, "What?
What but, if you hooked up with Rich Voss?
Yeah, he's a little bit old for me. But
you
I'm
think
not,
so?
I'm not gonna try. I'm married.
Okay. What if you weren't, Rich?
First of all, she's too young. Second of all, I'm friends with... I went to school with her father.
All right, what if you weren't married?
Let me explain something to you. What Bobby's trying to say is Voss has a pattern of taking beautiful young comics that just arrived in town and destroying their careers. Look at Bonnie.
Isn't that what all you guys say, though? Like every
no, that
older?
He really does it.
No, he
He's
did
a dream killer.
You know
Bonnie, listen, Bonnie McFarlane would be... fucking hugely famous right now.
Bonnie right now would be sitting at Bonnaroo with fucking Zach Galifianakis.
Yeah. Bonnie she's would have a show called Inside Bonnie McFarlane now.
You know what she's doing now? She's coming from a townhouse in Jersey in a fucking used BMW to do a Riotcast show.
Well, she has a BMW.
It's not. It's his.
Okay, wait a second. Do you know who any of these people are?
I have heard of this before, Glory Hall, and you look really familiar.
She just pointed at Colin.
She just said,
and
you,
said
look
you look
familiar.
Really familiar. Okay, maybe because you weren't
born. It wouldn't hurt so much
maybe
if she wasn't a comedian.
Maybe because you weren't born when he was on television.
None of us are her idols.
And I'm also like a huge idiot with names, and like, we'll meet people and then never remember. But
it's not like we're fucking, we work in the union. We're actually famous, kind of.
I know.
One of us is, or was.
Who?
Sorry.
Oh
sorry.
God. You guys are terrible.
I didn't want to send her down the wrong road.
Well, I played a puppet on TV so she wouldn't know my face.
You played a puppet?
So that's my out.
I had Crank Yankers.
I actually had hair when I was on TV.
Okay, well,
and I was 100 pounds thinner.
Okay, so I'm like picturing a young
how about
Michael
this?
Jackson.
You'll know. Dane Cook.
Yeah.
She goes, of course.
Who's that?
Well, you know him, then you must. Who's that? Oh, my God, you scared the hell out of me.
Does your father ever say to you, listen, it's a terrible, tough field. Look at Rich Voss.
I was supposed to be a doctor and go to med school right now, and right now I'm unemployed and doing stand-up comedy. My parents are really...
You're sucking a Corona in a lounge in the East West Village. Good for you.
I know, right?
You're hanging out with a man that has a 148 IQ.
141.
Didn't finish high
Almost
school.
A genius.
He is a genius. I mean,
I gotta go downstairs.
Any white guy that made it out of Plainfield High School in one piece,
right.
My father included, right. And this dude... They are the smartest people I've ever met because they got street smarts and they're also like they're cool with everyone.
Yeah,
it's what's up, you know.
That's Jim Florentine from the Heavy Metal Show. Okay. And that's Tom Cotter from America's Got Talent.
He's talking to me.
That's awesome. Well,
That's Colin Quinn.
Now I feel like a total asshole.
Don't worry, it's so good that you didn't know who it was.
Yeah,
it couldn't have been. I want to stroke all of your egos so you guys like me and be like, hey, that girl's hilarious. We should have her back more and like. You
know. It couldn't have been better.
Really?
You couldn't have made people's nights happy except for mine.
Do you guys ever describe the outfits that you wear to people? Like,
what's that?
Are you wearing corduroy and cashmere at once? Do you have corduroy pants on?
Oh my God, she's fucking heckling me. This goddamn bitch is crowd working me.
Yeah.
She's only doing it a year. Is that corduroy and cashmere?
And cashmere, and then black, blue, and green. Dude, come on. What are you, a forest? Wanna go, motherfucker? I'm just kidding.
Holy shit.
I'm a nice girl. I won't kill you.
But the sad thing is none of us saw anything wrong with my outfit. You need another girl. You need a girl here or a gay guy to sit here and laugh with you. Because we're like, what's wrong with the outfit?
Yeah, I know. I was like, damn.
You have green eyes, so I would suggest more greens. But you could do with some purples if you feel like a little bit, you know.
But why would you not wear cashmere and corduroy? Okay, yeah.
What?
Why wouldn't you wear cashmere with corduroy? I don't understand the difference.
Because it's mixing fabrics, and sometimes it can be hard to do. And I mean, you're pulling it off, but...
Oh, no, now she's backtracking. She's like, I better lay off this fucking...
Well, I had a career in fashion for a hot second. So,
oh, you did?
Yeah.
But maybe he's just comfortable in his own skin. He doesn't really care.
No, I do care. I don't want to dress wrong.
Listen,
all right.
If I was a 23-year-old girl, which I am, I'd have you buy me a drink. How about that? Does that make you feel
nice.
Better?
Nice.
I'll tell all my friends about you. Hey, guys, I know this famous comedian. He wears corduroy and cashmere.
See, she knows how to schmooze this goddamn business now.
No, not
She'll
really.
Do all right. She's like,
do you like the scruff, though? He has a little rugged
look
going.
Yeah, that's so in right now. It's very Brad Pitt meets, like, the Liam Hemsworth meets, like, young man, adventurous.
Young man.
Can you guys explain this to me, though? Are guys cougars, or is it just for women? Like, if any of you had, like, a girlfriend that was, like, 20 years your senior, would you be considered a cougar or not?
A guy be considered a cougar?
Yeah, can they be?
No, pedophile.
I don't know. My wife's 17 years younger than me, so it's close.
I'm really gullible, so I'm going to believe you.
No, she is.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, she's 11.
Good for you, man. Wow. Yeah, do you want this back? Okay, hey, thank you guys. There's so much.
All right.
Nice to meet you.
Oh, I'm Katie Van Brunt. Follow me at Katie Van Pirate or on Instagram at Katie Van Pirate. I'm awesome. Come see me in New York City at The Stand and various other comedy places.
The Stand
you.
Already. You're nice. Good to meet you.
Yeah.
Bye, Katie.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
I've never seen Rich Voss's face light up there when she didn't recognize you.
Oh, my God. It made his whole... I mean, the sad part was there was no way I thought she wasn't going to know who I was. That's the sad part. I was sitting here. When she said it, I was just like this. I mean, I played it off like, hey, it could happen, but I was fuming.
Did it really bother you?
Yeah, it bothered me.
Yeah, because she's young.
And then she attacked your clothes.
She's in comedy. Yeah, and she attacked my outfit.
Well,
I call it an outfit. It's even sadder. maybe there's something about me I should look into.
It's a good thing she couldn't see your sneakers, man.
Those are cool sneakers.
Yeah.
He matches.
Who knows?
She would have had a field day with those.
Except a girl or a gay guy. Who doesn't know corduroy and cashmere?
No one's going to give a shit.
Fuck,
nobody.
Franco. I didn't even know these were corduroy.
Yeah.
They don't look like corduroy to me.
Unless you're pulling out Garanimals where they all match. It's not going to matter.
Yeah,
that's not corduroy.
Yeah.
It's just
like stressed jean wear fabric.
You're not helping.
No, I know. I'm finished. Just the fact that you... Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, I'm just saying the fact that she had the balls to just start attacking me was kind of a good sign for a comedian.
Because she doesn't know who you are.
Yeah, she went right.
But it's a good sign for a comedian to just go, hey, fuck you, and just start attacking you.
Yeah.
That's a comedian personality.
Yeah, exactly. You think it's just because she didn't really know?
I think if she knew who you were, she wouldn't.
But even with the name, how do you not know Colin?
Yeah, no, it was a little outrageous, but she'll have to go back to The Stand. She's going to come up just like Voss does.
She's going to come up later and go, hey, I'm sorry. I know who you are. She's going to lie and pretend she's going to Google me right. And then go, hey, I know who you are. I love your work.
Yeah, I was just messing with
yeah,
you.
Yeah, she's
like,
boss
is probably telling her right now.
Listen,
right.
Listen. All jokes aside.
He was on remote control. You never watched that.
But it's like, as a voice does, he'll trash you beautifully. And then later go, you know, I was kidding about it.
Right, of course. Yeah. And, or if you say something mean about him, trash him, then he'll come back. And then an hour later, I'll call you on the way home. You really didn't like my shirt? I just bought it. Really? You didn't like it?
He gets to you later. Well, I want to thank you guys all. Colin, Jim,
thanks.
Thank you. It is an honor to have you, and I'm not going to stop trying to get you to do a show. I'm never going to stop. Thankfully, I don't have your number, but every time Bobby calls you, it's coming from me.
You know, dude, I don't know why you don't want to do one.
Come on, dude. It's fun, dude.
It's
you put
fun.
A camera.
Yeah, we take care of all the problems for you. Just put it.
We? Yeah. We. We. Meaning me.
Rob.
Yeah.
Rob takes care of them. Bobby makes the problems. Rob takes care of the problems. That's how it works in Ryan Cast.
It's pretty accurate. You know, the funny thing is, too, like Bobby, what we were talking about, in his own mind, he's got the whole thing ready. Yeah, he'll call it, hey, gang, and he'll have all the cover. It'll be great, and it'll just be Colin, and he'll just talk into the microphone.
So funny.
Well,
I would never do it without, like, a bunch of people, though. Just because I get bored talking to myself. I don't know how you do it.
Yeah, Jim, I think the same thing.
I'm too lazy to get people on.
But I'm saying, but just to keep talking
but
like
still,
that.
But still, yeah.
At least DePaulo, I understand. He works himself into a lather.
Yeah.
And by the time the hour's up, his eyes are firing, and he's like,
right.
And he just calms down.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know either. Yeah, I just say I have to force myself to do it by myself because I don't feel like.
But it doesn't feel like that. Like, you know, there's no way in hell I could do it. No way in hell.
No, me neither.
You know, I was sitting here with Chris before for 5 minutes. We wanted to kill each other. We had nothing. So
I wanted
know.
To kill you for 3.5 years.
All right. But, anyway, thank you very much. Colin Quinn, your show, Unconstitutional. Where can people check it out now?
You know, they can go to unconstitutional.com.
Okay.
They can Google me. I get so annoyed lately. It's like, everyone's like, where can they, what link? It's like, just Google. Christ sakes.
For anyone who doesn't know who Colin Quinn is, they
can
Google
you. Yes. If you're 20.
Katie Van Buren.
So you remember the name. I didn't even remember her name.
Ah, it worked. Bitch, she's so smart.
She's so smart.
Yeah,
you know, Voss would be all over that if he wasn't married.
Of course,
no, if he didn't know her father,
even if he did though, if he wasn't married, without a doubt,
put it this way: it's like if either he wasn't married or he didn't know her father, it's the combinations that stop.
Well, yeah, he said she's too young. Please, like he would, like that would stop him if he was single.
Yeah,
the girl goes, I'm 23. He's like,
stop
forget
anyway.
It.
Yeah, that's a deal breaker.
Yeah, I got 23. He's in fucking Tampa on a Tuesday night. At a Holiday Inn, he's going to come, now you're only 23, I'm going to go back to my room.
I have a 27 on the rule.
Love it.
And Jim, Comedy Metal Midgets on Riotcast, of course.
Yeah.
Ozzy's Boneyard and the great VH1 That Metal Show. Thank you guys for joining me. I really appreciate it. Thank you for listening to The Glory Hole. I'm Rob Sprans.
Courtney Love.
Later, motherfuckers.
Beautiful.
To the hole.